This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Part 2 by MyPename 3000. The Bimbo App 06 Cucking the Bimbo's Hubby. Eric Murphy. Jealous husband approaching flashed in red letters across my phone. Footsteps rushed up to the front door of Jet's house. Mrs. Waters's husband had arrived. The bimbo whore was dripping in the cum of Alex, Jet, Rick, Brent, and Jamal, the five guys from my college that I had sold her body to. I had prostituted her while I enjoyed my other three bimbos, my mother, my sister, and her daughter. Boom. 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 The powerful pounding on the door caused the five guys to jump. The anger of the husband shook the door. Shook the entire house. The fear rushed through me as I gripped the phone in a sweaty hand. What have you done to my wife? Tina jumped off my cock and squeaked in fright at her father's shout. My mother and sister both screamed and grabbed at me. The five guys were looking at each other in fright as Mr. Waters pounded the door again. Boom. 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 I know she is in there. Open this fucking door. I tapped the flashing warning on the screen of my phone. I didn't know what else to do. Words appeared. Jealous husbands and boyfriends can be a problem, but turn them into a solution with 20 bimbo crystals. Make them into cucks. 20? That was half of what I had. Make George Waters into a cuck? Yes or a no. The door shook. It rattled. Then it burst open with a loud crack. Mr. Waters burst in, looking furious. His eyes fell on his naked wife dripping in the college guy's cum. She bounded to her feet, her big boobs bouncing, and smiled at him. Molly! He roared, staring at his wife. What the fuck are you doing? Maxing out our credit cards on some app and now. No. He trailed off, really seeing the state she was in. I tapped yes. My bimbo crystals dropped to 21 as George reached angrily for his wife, his face matted red with rage. He looked like he would kill her. Kill us all. Murder burned in his eyes for a single moment longer. He blinked. The fury melted from his face, his cheeks paling. The fury shaking his body relaxed. A smile spread on his lips as he relaxed. He looked around in confusion as his wife smiled at him, her big boobs quivering. His daughter and my mother and sister relaxed. Hey, Mr. Waters. I said and stood. It's Eric. You know me, right? I used to come over all the time. Eric, said Mr. Waters. He glanced at me and nodded. Right, you and Tina were friends. We're girlfriend boyfriend lovers, daddy, squealed Tina. I suck his dick and ride his cock and love him with all my heart and my pussy and my mouth and my brain. Yay. Right, so I own your wife, I said. She's my bimbo. That's cool, right? Of course it's cool, Mr. Waters said. He smiled. She's your bimbo now. I am honey, squealed Mrs. Waters. And I love having a cock in my butt and my pussy all fucking me, and these boys fucked me and they came in me and Eric told me to, and I love doing what he says because he makes me come so hard, and I'm his bimbo, and I licked Tina's pussy and she licked mine, and our baby girl is nummy, and I love eating her pussy and getting fucked by cocks in all my holes and... She took a deep breath. Just fucked. I love cocks and dicks and rods and cocks and fucking. Right, I said as she finally ran out of steam. In fact, your wife's my whore. Could I really say this? He was a cuckold now, so... In fact, for $100, Mr. Waters, I'll let her suck your cock as I fuck her ass. Oh, that's a great deal, said Mr. Waters as Mrs. Waters squealed in delight. I don't have that much cash on me. Got a card? I asked. I needed money, that was for sure. I do, he said and reached into his back wallet. I walked him through using that card to send me $100 to my PayPal account. I smiled, loving the idea of selling his wife to him. That was awesome. I grinned as he stood there looking so confused while the other guys were watching on in awe. We can do shit like this with the app? Whispered Jet. I mean, that dude was going to kill us, and now... He just paid his wife to blow him. God, I know. Groaned Jamal. That's Eric's mom. I'm going to have my mom sucking my dick the moment I get home. I don't know about that. Muttered Rick. But my brother's girlfriend is hot. And she has a sister just as hot. I guess I'll have to figure out how to make him into a cuck. Mrs. Waters, go get your husband's cock out and suck on him. I said. Yay. She squealed. I love sucking your cock, Georgie. Just love it. You do? Her husband asked in shock as she dropped to her knees and started working on it. I felt everyone watching as she started unfastening his jeans. News to me. But I'm glad you're Eric's whore, honey. Yep, me too. I said as I dropped to my knees behind her and smacked my dick, soaked in her daughter's pussy cream, into her butt cheek. She had been fucked in all her holes. Cum spilled out of her asshole. God, she was such a whore. Tina gasped behind me. Mom and Cherry were both licking at my bimbo girlfriend's pussy, lapping my cum out of her like the horny sluts they were. All three were locked, so they would never have sex with another guy. I didn't have to worry about those five assholes doing anything. Besides, they were still debating their plans for the bimbo app. Mrs. Waters pulled out her husband's cock and suckled on him. She nursed on him with hunger. He groaned, his eyes widening in surprise. I smiled and pressed my cock into her butt crack. I slid down to my bimbo whore's asshole. Ever fucked your wife in the ass? I asked him as I pushed my dick into her asshole. No. He groaned as I pushed and pushed against her anal ring. I've always wanted to, Eric. Well, for $1,000, I'll let you fuck her asshole. I said and drilled into the MILF's asshole. She widened around me with ease. I groaned as I sank into her tight bowels. Because she is fucking tight. Thanks, Eric. Groaned Mr. Waters. When I get paid, I can swing that. Great. I said, sliding more and more of my dick into her bowels. She devoured me as she moaned around her husband's cock. That's just perfect. Oh, and it's $500 if you ever want to fuck her pussy. Got it. The man grinned at me like I was cutting him a special deal to enjoy his own wife. What a cuckold. I love this so much. You're such a swell guy, Eric. I savored it as I gripped his wife's hips and drew back my cock. I shuddered at the feel of her asshole around me. I thrust back into her sloppy depths, my crotch smacking into her rump. I buried into her asshole, loving her tight sheath about my dick. She had such an amazing grip on me. She held me tight. I loved that so much as I fucked away at her bowels. I pounded her with force. She groaned around her cuckold's dick as I thrust into her asshole. I fucked her hard and fast. My nuts swelled with the pressure. Fuck yes. I growled. Your wife is going to make me so much money as a whore. I'm so glad. Groaned Mr. Water, his hands sliding through his wife's brown hair. Oh, Molly. You're sucking my dick so hard. I didn't realize you had to be a whore to suck my dick like this. I should have paid Eric years ago. This is amazing. Yay, daddy. Tina moaned, her round boobs jiggling as she shuddered, her face twisting in delight as Mom and Cherry feasted on her. Mommy. Suck daddy's cock as my lovey-dovey boyfriend fucks your butt. I slammed hard into Mrs. Waters's asshole. I buried into her bowels again and again. She held me. I loved how she massaged me. It was an incredible rush to have her velvety sheath gripping me. The pressure in my balls swelled and swelled with each plunge into her asshole. I groaned, plowing hard into her asshole. It was such a thrill to have thrust into her bowels. To ram into her anal sheath again and again. I savored that heat. It was a rush to have her anal sheath gripping me. She held me tight as I fucked her again and again. I pounded her bowels. I fucked in and out of her anal sheath, loving the pressure swelling at the tip. She moaned around her husband's cock as she wiggled her hips. The bimbo milf clamped down hard on my cock as I pounded her. Fuck. I groaned. I'm going to dump so much cum in your wife's asshole. That's what her holes are for, right? For men who pay me to pump their jizz into her. Yes, they are. Gasped Mr. Waters. My wife is a whore. He sounded so proud. Your whore, Eric. Yours. He groaned and I realized he was coming in his wife's mouth. I shuddered as her anal ring rippled around my cock. She squealed as she came. The bimbo milf gulped down her husband's cock as I buried to the hilt in her spasming anal depths. Her bowels suckled at me. Nursed at my aching dick. Shit. I groaned and erupted. I spurted my cum into her twat. I unloaded in her. I fired over and over into her bowels. I savored coming in the married bimbo milf. My hot wife whore suckled at my dick. She nursed at me with hunger as I unloaded in her. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I growled, pumping more and more of my jizz into her sloppy asshole. Your wife is my whore. Yes, Eric. Whimpered Mr. Waters as his wife suckled down his cum. Her bowels rippled around my erupting dick. The pleasure shot through me as she nursed on my cock. My balls emptied themselves in her as I rode that ecstasy. I gripped her hips, climbing into the heights of rapture. I hit that peak. Damn. I breathed as she worked out the last spurt of cum. I felt amazing. Just so great. I could just float away. I was enjoying this so much. I sucked in a deep breath. A big smile spread on my lips. This was the life. Just being able to bimbify any woman I wanted if I had the crystals due to it. Ooh, 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 Mrs. Murphy. Cherry. Squealed Tina. I'm coming. Yay. Yay. I love coming. I ripped my cock out of her mother's asshole, panting with delight. I watched Cherry's round titties quivering as she trembled through her orgasm. She was so hot. I was so glad that she was my bimbo girlfriend now. But all my other bimbos would be earners. I grabbed my phone and opened the screen. I was surprised to find that Mrs. Waters had hit level 2 before her daughter. No, wait, she had just been gangbanged. Of course, she had. She was doing far more fucking than Tina. Interesting. Well, see you later, Mr. Waters. I said. Remember, if you have the money and want to fuck your wife, you just got to pay. But I'll tell you what, for $20, I'll let you watch me fuck her. Sure thing, Mr. Waters said and fastened up his jeans. That sounds like a great deal. Thank you, Eric. He thrust out his hand. I shook it, grinning. He left as I found my clothes and gathered up my women. Jet and his friends were still talking about who they would bimbify. Maybe I shouldn't have given them the app. Oh well. Too late now. I just ushered my women out to my mom's minivan. They all piled in, squealing in excitement. They were all such horny sluts. I drove, of course, because I didn't trust mom to drive. When I got us back home, my bimbos were all bouncing up and down. They were eager. I had to do some leveling up. Both my sister and Mrs. Waters had reached level 2. There was no choices on either of their tech trees. With the press of the button, I made my sister into a titifuck specialist. Ooh. She gasped, groping her large tits. On her small frame, her big boobies looked almost obscene. Like an anime character. She shook them. My dick throbbed to feel them wrapped around me. I love my titties. They're so big and soft and jiggly. Big bro, do you love my titties? Huh? Huh? Do you? Do you love them? Of course I do. I said, grinning at her. You have amazing titties. She beamed and wiggled back and forth. I went to Mrs. Waters and next on her tree was exhibitionist slut bimbo. I tapped that. Then something popped up. Strip club whore perk. I blinked at that. What the fuck was this? Mrs. Waters already had a perk, it seemed. Cuckolded husband perk was listed on her. I tapped it and an explanation window popped up. I read it. For 20 bimbo crystals, I could turn her into a whore that made money at local strip clubs. The requirements were that she was an exhibitionist slut bimbo and that she had fucked 3 or more guys to other than her owner. Make money. It was an investment, right? I shuddered. This was an investment. So I clicked to activate it. I winced as I was down to just 1 bimbo crystal. That sucked. Mrs. Waters had cost me all the crystals I had made from her, but if this worked out, a new menu opened for her. I could set the hours that she worked and chose which of the strip clubs nearby she would work at. Beneath that, I could set how much she would charge for blowjobs, fucking, and anal while she was giving her lap dances. It did mention, I would also get to keep any tips she made from stripping and her cut of the lap dances. Note, the club owners will not ask questions or interfere in a strip club whore's actions. Fuck, this is awesome. I groaned and set her up for $50 for a blowjob, $100 to fuck her pussy, and $150 for anal. I selected her to work at the Lucky Bunny Gentleman's Club from 5 to midnight. Shit. I groaned as I realized the time. It was almost 5. We have to get her ready for the show. She needs to wear sexy clothes. Ooh, dress up fun. Squealed mom. Yeah, go get her in the hottest clothes you have. Sexy lingerie. The works. I smiled at mom. Hurry. She's got to get to the Lucky Bunny's Gentleman's Club. Mom grabbed Mrs. Waters and ran her upstairs. I smiled at that. This was an amazing moment. They were upstairs changing as I glanced at my little sister squeezing her tits. She had this hopeful look on her face. She was so eager to use her boobs on me. Cherry, I bet you want to give me a titty fuck, I said. She nodded, her eyes burning so bright that I sank onto the couch. Tina snuggled up to me as my little sister rushed up to me. She fell to her feet before me and wrapped her tits around my cock. She squealed in delight as she slid her big boobs up my dick for the first time. I groaned as I enjoyed my first ever titty fuck. I loved the way my little sister's breasts felt as they rubbed up and down my dick. They felt just fantastic as she massaged me. I groaned, my dick twitching in between those lush tits. Yay! Cooed my little sister. How does it feel? Huh? Does it feel super duper amazing awesome? Huh? Do you like my big boobies about your dick? I love it! Your cock is so hot and throbbing between my boobies. Ooh, it makes my pussy feel so naughty. Purr! God, I fucking love it. I groaned as she worked her big tits up and down my dick. I held Tina to me as I savored the soft warmth of my sister's tits working up and down my cock. She engulfed the crown of my dick over and over with those pillowy mounds. It was an incredible rush to have her fucking me with them. She massaged me with those excellent tits as my hand slid around Tina's waist and followed her pelvis down toward her pussy. Tina spread her legs apart from me without a word as she watched Cherry fucking me with her tits. Ooh, your titties are so biggie! Moaned Tina as my fingers slid down her freshly shaved pubic mound to reach the lips of her cunt. You're so lucky! I give titty fucks! Squealed Cherry. Purr! I'm a naughty kitty sister that gives titty fucks! God, yes! I groaned as I rubbed at Tina's cunt and savored those hot tits sliding up and down me. I fingered my bimbo girlfriend's wet folds. I rubbed up and down her cunt, waiting for that moment when I would erupt. My sister's tits felt amazing sliding up and down my cock. They massaged me. The pressure swelled at the tip of my cock. I would have such a big burst of pleasure. Just explode and shower Cherry's face in my cum. I groaned as she worked her tits faster and faster. This was an incredible rush. I loved every moment of her working those big tits up and down my cock. Shit. I groaned as I heard footsteps racing down the stairs. Oh shit, that's good. Just keep working those tits up and down my dick. Mrs. Waters appeared in a tight top that hugged her big boobs and a short skirt that flared like a bell. She had on thigh-high stockings and stiletto heels. I didn't know mom had owned anything like it. She reached the door and ripped it open. I blinked as she headed outside. I heard her car start up. I jammed my fingers into her daughter's pussy with one hand and grabbed my phone with the other. I looked at the main screen. Mom was on the top, a level 2 bimbo, then came Cherry, Tina, who was almost a level 2, and last Mrs. Waters. She had, traveling to strip club over her bar, which was grayed out like I couldn't do anything with her. Shit, I've sent her on some sort of mission like in an app game. I groaned. She's off to do her thing and won't be back until after midnight, I guess. Huh? Whimpered Tina. You want to play a game? Ooh, let's play Huni Pop and get girls naked. Yay. Squealed Sherry as she kept working her big boobs up and down my dick. She squeezed her boobs around my cock, working her breasts up and down my dick. Purr. She licked the tip of my cock as her boobs slid down my shaft. I shuddered at the feel of her wet tongue sliding over the crown of my dick. That felt amazing. My toes curled as I savored her breasts sliding back up my shaft and engulfing the tip again. The pillowy massage felt incredible. Her boobs slid down. Purr. She cried and licked across the crown of my cock again. I groaned, my dick twitching. That felt so good. I loved her doing that. She slid her tits up my cock again, and when she went back down. Purr. I groaned as her tongue slid across the crown of my cock. I thrust my fingers in and out of her cunt. She gripped me with her juicy snatch. She leaned against me and kissed at my cheek. Her round breasts rubbed into my side. I groaned as my little sister worked her boobs up and down my cock. She squeezed about me with those wonderful breasts of hers. She licked the crown of my shaft every time it emerged from between her boobs, meowing like the naughty kitten sister she was. Mmm. Purred Tina as my fingers churned up her cunt. Mom came downstairs, her big boobs bouncing. She had a big smile on her face as she rushed over and sank on the other side of me on the couch. She put her hand on Cherry's head, scratching her as she pushed against me. I handed her my phone and slid my hand between her thighs. I found her pussy and rubbed at her cunt. I massaged her up and down. She gasped as I did that. Her face twisted in delight as I worked my digits up and down her cunt lips, her curls tickling my digits. Oh, you're such a goody son. She breathed. Always rubbing my naughty, naughty pussy. Purr. Cherry mewed before licking my cock again. Pussy. Pussy. Naughty pussy. I grinned and fingered Mom's cunt and Tina's. I thrust my digits in and out of both their pussies. I loved the different textures of their cunts. Both were juicy and hot. Both were such delights to finger as Cherry worked her big boobs up and down my cock. The pressure swelled in my nuts as she did that. The naughty girl squeezed her tits around my cock. She held me tight. With her boobs. I loved that so much. I groaned, savoring the way she worked her breasts up and down my cock. She licked at my dick every time it emerged from between her tits. Purr. She stroked her naughty tongue over my crown, sending delight shooting down to my nuts. Purr. Then her boobs came back up and engulfed the crown of my cock. The soft caress had me shuddering. I loved it as they went back down, my tip re-emerging from between her boobs. Purr. Her tongue flicked over the crown of my cock. Her tits slid back up. Damn. I groaned. Such a good kitten sister. You're going to get all my cum spurting over your face. Purr. She squealed and licked my cock, gathering up the pre-cum. I thrust my fingers deep into my mother's and Tina's cunts. I wiggled them back in as the pressure grew in them. I groaned, rushing toward that wonderful moment of bursting. I shuddered, my face contorting with delight. Her tits slid up. Her tongue licked over me. I churned up Tina's and Mom's twats. I fingered them as Cherry's big boobs and her wet tongue massaged the tip of my cock. My nuts twitched as she slid her tits up and engulfed my cock. Fuck! I moaned and erupted. My cock exploded. Spurt after spurt of hot cum shot out and bathed Cherry's face. I hosed my little sister. I grunted, my cock throbbing between her soft tits. She squealed in delight and opened her mouth, thrusting out her pink tongue to catch my jizz. I coated her tongue in my pearly spunk. I thrust my fingers into my bimbo girlfriend's and bimbo mommy's cunts as the pleasure shot through me. Ecstasy crashed into my mind. I grunted, painting my bimbo sister's face with all my jizz. I soaked her in my pearly spunk as I groaned out my delight. I shuddered, the pleasure sweeping through me. It was an incredible rush. Stars burst across my vision. I trembled, my dick unloading again and again. It was such an incredible moment. I loved it so much. I savored the delight burning through my mind. I shuddered at how amazing it was to hose my sister's face down. I groaned, stars twinkling across my vision. Shit. I groaned. Shit, that's awesome. She looked up at me, her face covered in jizz. She beamed, looking so cute and adorable even as all that spunk ran down her features. My cum dripped onto her big boobs and ran over her tits. I loved the sight. It was a thrill to see. I was so happy to have all that cum dripping on her face. I had marked her again. I owned her. I owned all three of them. My personal bimbos. I hope Mrs. Waters' stripping would be the start of my earning a bunch of money and getting even more bimbos. Like Mrs. Emerald's, my physics teacher. God, I would have to have the 20 crystals on hand to deal with her jealous husband. And Barbie Crest, the cheerleader. I hoped one of those knuckleheads didn't beat me to her. Shit, I would need so many crystals. I didn't know if that was even possible. Come! Squealed Tina. Yummy cummy from my son! Mom gasped. The two darted off the couch, pulling my fingers from their pussies, and pushed Cherry down. They licked at her face. I paused, savoring the sight of them gathering my cum off Cherry's face. Tina and Mom were wiggling their hips, their asses swaying back and forth. Pussy cream ran down their thighs, especially Tina who had no bush. Damn. I muttered as I reached for my phone on the nightstand. I glanced at the phone, and saw that I had gained 3 new referrals. I was up to 10 again. And I still had two more of Mrs. Waters's credit cards to max out. She had left them behind along with her phone, so I could use them if I wanted. So there was a chance to get more crystals. But I would need 81 for my next bimbo, and at the rate they were tripling. 243 for the sixth. Shit, that was a lot of crystals. I didn't even want to think about it. Plus, Mrs. Myers? She did backyard yoga that I loved to watch. A seventh. Ugh, God, I was glad I had bimbos here to fuck to take my mind off this. I had Tina's cunt to slide into. I smiled and sank to my knees. It was time to level my girlfriend up. She was so close. A nice fuck in her cunt, dumping my seed in her while she licked my cum off Cherry's face, should do it. My dick twitched at that. I had such stamina. Maybe it was the app. I don't know. It didn't seem natural that I had this much stamina even if I was 19. I slipped off the couch and slapped my cock down on my bimbo girlfriend's rump. She moaned as she licked up the cum. She and Mom and my sister all started kissing, sharing that delight. That was so hot. My dick ached at the idea. Shit, you three are so wicked. I groaned as I slid my dick down her rump and into the folds of her wet pussy. Tina, how much do you want me to fuck you? Oh, so much. She squealed. I love you with all my heart and my pussy and my soul and my brain and my asshole and my mouth and my pussy. I slammed into her cunt, feeling every inch of her hot and juicy snatch squeezing around my dick. Oh, I believe you that you love me with all your pussy. I groaned. I love you with all my cock and my balls and my cum. Yay. She squealed, sounding so happy. That was what the Bimbo app did, I was realizing. It made women happy. They didn't have to worry about anything but being my whores. They had no concerns. No problems. They just had to fuck me and each other. Mom didn't stress over money. Tina didn't worry about her grades. Cherry didn't worry about having a degenerate for a big brother. They were all free of it. I had liberated them. I felt so good about that as I drew back my hips. Tina and I were together again. We were more than friends. I had been so angry at her for turning on me, but it was all good now. She was my bimbo girlfriend. Hell, I would probably marry her. Why not? She would never leave me. Damn. I groaned as I drew back my hips. Cherry, move up so Tina can eat your pussy. Mom, sit on Cherry's face. She's so eager to eat your cunt. I am mommy. Squealed Cherry. She slid up on the carpet, her big boobs jiggling. Such joy shone on her cum-smeared face. I want to lick your pussy. Purr. Purr. Oh, I want my little kitten all licking and lapping and eating my pussy until I come, come, come. Mom clapped her hands together, her big boobs swaying. She moved and straddled her daughter's face. I thrust away at Tina's cunt as I watched Mom plant her furred muff on Cherry's mouth. That was hot. My dick throbbed as I plowed into Cherry's cunt. I fucked her pussy with force. I buried to the hilt in her cunt again and again. I groaned, savoring the thrill of her tight snatch squeezing about me. She moaned as she buried her face into Cherry's cunt. Tina licked and lapped at her cunt. She feasted on that hot pussy with hunger. I loved it as I fucked away at her pussy. I drilled into her cunt again and again. Goddamn. Groaned. You are loving me with your cunt, Tina. I am. She squealed. Lovey-dovey dove with my cunny cunt. I pumped away at her snatch. I fucked into her with such force. I shuddered, loving the feel of her hot cunt squeezing about me. She held me tight with her pussy. I loved it. This pleasure swept through me as I buried into her snatch again and again. She moaned into Cherry's pussy. My little sister's big boobs quivered as she feasted on Mom's cunt. My bimbo mommy quivered in delight. She shook there, rubbing her snatch from side to side as she trembled on my little sister. Ooh, that's my good kitty daughter, whimpered my bimbo mommy. Just lick and lap and feast on mommy's cunt. Yes, yes, just like that. Ooh, that's good, that's so goody good. You're gonna make mommy come, come, come. Purr, moaned my sister in delight. God, I love this. I groaned, fucking Tina's cunt hard and fast. I plowed into her twat again and again. I fucked to the hilt in her snatch. I buried deep and hard into her twat, loving the way her pussy gripped me. She held me tight. The pressure grew and grew in my balls. That need to erupt swelled and swelled in me. I groaned, slamming to the hilt in her cunt. It was an amazing delight. A big smile spread on my lips as I fucked into her snatch over and over again. Shit. I groaned. Oh shit, that's good. That's really, really good. It is. Tina declared. Yummy pussy and lovey-dovey cock. So goody good good. She feasted on Cherry, licking at my sister's twat. I loved it as I slammed over and over into Tina's cunt. Her hot twat squeezed down on me. She held me tight as I fucked into her. I buried to the hilt in her snatch, the pressure in my nuts building and building. I slammed hard into her twat, loving this delight swelling in me. I would have such a huge orgasm. So would all my women. They were building toward it, gasping and moaning out their delight. Mom tossed her head, her big boobs jiggling. Yay, mommy's gonna come, come, come on her little kitten slut. She groped her tits. Cherry! Cherry! Such a good kitten slut. Purr! Cherry moaned as Mom bucked and squealed out her orgasm. I loved the sight of my bimbo mommy coming. It was so wild. Cherry bucked a moment later, moaning into Mom's pussy as she drowned Tina in pussy juices. I loved it. One bimbo coming then another. I slammed into my girlfriend's cunt. Eric! Eric! My pussy loves you! squealed Tina as her cunt went wild around my dick. Her pussy most certainly did love me. It was an incredible delight to have her cunt rippling around my cunt. Her twat danced around my dick. She suckled at me. I groaned, loving the feel of her snatch nursing at me. The heat swept through me. I buried into her and gave her my love. Tina! I groaned. Take it, you bimbo slut! Your lovey-dovey cummies! Her cunt suckled at my erupting dick. I pumped blast after blast of my jizz into her writhing snatch. The pleasure shot through me. Stars burst across my vision. The ecstasy fired over and over, filling my body with rapture. Euphoria brimmed in me as I erupted over and over into my bimbo girlfriend's hot cunt. I hosed her down with my jizz. The heat burned through me. I groaned, savoring that pleasure, as I pumped all my spunk into her pussy. I panted as the three bimbos whimpered through their orgasm. Mom swayed on Cherry. I groaned as Tina's cunt rippled around my dick a few more times. She nursed on me. It felt amazing to have her snatch convulsing around me. Shit. I breathed and pulled my dick out of her cunt. You bimbos. I felt amazing as the three of them were all mewling their pleasure. I picked up my phone and saw that I still had 10 bimbo crystals. But at least Tina had reached level 2. After spanking slut came bondage slut. I was surprised by that. I was taking her down a BDSM path. I tapped it. Her head shot up and she whimpered. She looked antsy, like she needed to be tied up. Or handcuffed. Did we even have anything to tie her up with? Maybe some rope out in the garage from when Dad had taken us camping years ago before he split with his young, hot girlfriend. Dad, I got it. I truly got why he split on Mom. The old her was a shrew. A nagging bitch. Being a bimbo had greatly improved her. I was just about to go and check the garage when a new warning flashed across the screen of my phone. Molly Waters is about to go on stage. Do you want to watch? I tapped yes and a camera feed from the club appeared on my phone. I grabbed the remote and turned on the TV. I streamed the image to it and watched a stage surrounded by guys. It was security camera footage. Let's give it up for the naughty Mrs. Waters, the DJ cried. A married MILF here to shake her big tits and gorgeous ass. And guys, she's willing to do so much if you buy a lap dance. So much. Cheers erupted as the curtains threw back and Mrs. Waters appeared wearing a trench coat. She didn't have that before. Her brown hair fell in glossy waves as she strutted out in her heels and thigh-high stockings. I grinned. The rope could wait. I had to watch her first dance. Mrs. Molly Waters. That was me. The man just said my name. Now I get to dance for all those horny men. I was so happy. I loved, loved, loved showing off my body. I stepped out in my new outfit. The nice strippers were oh, so kind to dress me up in slutty wear so I could shake my mommy milkers and my booty. What neat words. Mommy milkers. I loved them. The men wolf whistled and cheered as I strutted out on stage in my heels. My pussy was so wet, just soaking the naughty underwear I wore. The music pulsed around me. It felt so right. I don't think I had ever done this before, but it was so hard to think. My mind was all warm and soft and gooey. Thinking was dumb. I should just dance. I swayed to the music, the men throwing all these little bills on the ground. Those were so neat. I had to collect those. Eric would want that. It would make him happy, and I just lived to make Eric so happy, and to fuck cocks.to make Eric happy and to be fucked by big, throbbing dicks and sprayed with cum and coated in jizz and drenched in spunk were all the things that I wanted. So I danced in the trench coat, the men clapping and cheering. They loved me. I wiggled my hips and undid the belt of my trench coat. I ripped it open and revealed the corset that held my big and softy mommy milkers into a pair of jiggling mounds. I had a pair of panties that clung to my rump. I dropped the trench coat. The men hooped even louder. How sweet of them. I danced around them, my boobies bouncing. I drank in their attention, my cunt so wet and juicy and wet. As I danced around the stage, men thrust bills into the tops of my stockings. I had them thrusting out. The paper felt so crisp against my skin. Take it off, baby! They cried. Be my mommy! I want to bury my face in your mommy milkers, slut! Fucking married! She's got a wedding ring on! I'll make a cuck out of your hubby! Shit! Let's see those tits! Show us those MILF knockers! Tits! I ripped the corset open and my big boobs spilled out. They groaned as I shook them. They slapped together, my flesh rippling. More money flew onto the stage. I threw off my corset and strutted around, loving it. I wiggled my hips as I reached the pole. I swung around it, my boobs pressed against it. I humped it and swirled. I let go with my arms and squealed in delight as the world spun around me. My tits heaved as the men cheered. They loved me. I was so wet.so excited. I reached the bottom of the pole and scissored my legs. I stood and wiggled out of my panties. I thrust my ass out at one side, shaking my tits for the others. A man shoved pills into my pussy lips. I squealed in delight, feeling them in my cunt. This was oh, so fun that I spun around, dancing for them. I loved the attention. It was so hot to have it. I felt oh, so goody good. I danced and danced as they showered me in money. I quivered as the songs finally came to an end. I panted, the men loving me. Let's give it up for Mrs. Waters and her big MILF knockers. The DJ cried. That was me. I blew kisses as the men cheered. I moved around on the stage, collecting my clothes and money. I had oh so much. I quivered in delight as I headed back inside. Now I had to go and give lap dances. Yay. I put my money in a special safe. I didn't know how to open it, but it was super duper important to put the money in there. It was marked strip club whore. That was me. I quickly changed into the tight crop top and skirt Zelda lent me. They fit my body in such a wondrous way. I was oh so happy about that. It clung to me. I had no panties or bra on. My big tits swinging got I headed out there and barely made it 3 steps before a guy pulled me down on his lap. You're gonna give me a lap dance, Mrs. Waters?
I will.
I squealed. That's $30. That was the club's rate. I got $15 and the club got $15. All these numbers floated through the mushy warmth of my mind. And if you want a BJ or to fuck my pussy or ass, just ask. You can buy those too.
Shit.
He groaned. It's $50 for the BJ, right? I nodded. He was so smart that he thrust $80 into my thigh-high stockings. I just knew how much it was. I shuddered and wiggled my hips. I dropped to the floor, the short skirt barely covering my ass as I pulled down his sweatpants to give him his BJ lap dance. I was so excited as his cock popped out. He had a short and stout one that I opened my mouth wide and engulfed his dick. I suckled on his cock, wanting all that yummy cummy in his balls. He would spurt all that delicious spunk over and over into me. It would be so amazing and awesome sauce. I suckled hard as another guy came up and groaned. $100 to fuck your pussy, right? Plus $30 for the lap dance. Shit, I just got $200 bills. Oh, well, keep the change, slut. More bills were thrust into my thigh highs. I groaned at that as he flipped up my skirt and exposed my dripping pussy. I loved cocks so much. They were just so amazing. I wiggled my hips, moaning around the first guy's dick. The second just rammed into me. He fucked his cock hard into my pussy. I squealed in delight, my eyes rolling back in my head. I loved having two dicks in me while everyone watched. It would be better if it was a cock in my pussy and asshole, but I was just happy to have them in me. So happy whoppy. I suckled on that wondrous cock in my mouth as the guy grunted and fucked my cunt. He pounded me so hard. He fucked into my cunt over and over again. I loved it. He slammed into me with that big dick of his and churned up my slutty cunt. Damn, her husband's probably working the late shift and she's here whoring. The guy fucking my cunt moaned. Just glad to get a BJ from such a hot MILF. Groaned the other guy. Shit, that's it, Mrs. Waters. Suck my dick. They loved my holes. I squealed in delight and suckled so hard on his cock while clamping down my cunt on the other man's thrusting dick. I wanted to give them bestest best pussy and BJ they had ever enjoyed. I bobbed my head and wiggled my hips, stirring my twat down around that thrusting shaft. I nursed with passion, rising toward my orgasm. I would have such a nummy cum. I was such a lucky whore. I hoped Eric and my daughter and my husband were so proud of me. I was a strip club whore. My boobs jiggled in my top as I suckled hard on the dick in my mouth. I nursed on him, swirling my tongue around his cock. He groaned as I bobbed my head. It was an outstanding amount to enjoy. I quivered in delight that big dick fucked my cunt. Goddamn, she's just a big slut. Groaned one of the watching men. Gonna buy me a piece of her ass. $150 for anal plus $30 for the lap dance. I can swing that. Just a BJ for me. Didn't bring enough. Shit, I can't wait for payday. I hope that slut comes back. Amen. I was so happy that they all wanted to fuck me. I had to make so much money for Eric. I nursed hard on the dick in my mouth. I suckled with such hungry passion. It was just so yummy nummy. I felt so amazing right now as the other guy fucked me. He stirred up my naughty cunt. My pussy gripped him as my super duper neato orgasm built in me. I wiggled my hips as he fucked me hard. His dick churned me up. I moaned around the cock in my mouth. I was so ready to just come and come and come. I loved this so much. I savored this heat. I trembled, my snatch gripping his dick. I loved his cock ramming into me. It was so fantastic. Just such amazing and wondrous and hot. I quivered, my twat gripping his dick. I would just burst with all this yummy pleasure. Just come and come and come. The cock slammed into my cunt hard. I squealed as my yummy orgasm burst in my naughty cunny. My pussy convulsed around his cock as waves of awesomey and sugary delight swept through me. They drowned my mind. Stars burst across my vision. I suckled hard on the dick in my mouth as my mind drowned in all the wonderfully and goody good pleasure. Sweet euphoria smothered me. I squealed in such delight. I loved this so much. It was so amazing to have the guy fucking my writhing cunt.
Shit, this fucking MILF slut came,
growled the guy. He buried into me and erupted.
Fuck yes. Hell yeah.
The guy I nursed ungroaned as he erupted. I had both their nummy cocks spurting all their yummy cum into my hungry holes. Salty just splashed into my mouth. I gulped it down while my cunt writhed around the erupting dick. So much just splashed my cervix. I wiggled my hips, stirring my cunt around his dick. This wonderful heat swept through me. More and more goody good delight spilled through my body. I whimpered, swallowing all that tasty spunk as I trembled through such bliss. My big boobs jiggled in my blouse as my cunt milked that spurting dick in my cunt. All that jizz flooded me. I quivered in delight, stars bursting across my vision. I nursed out all the cum in both their cocks. I felt so good. Just so awesomey wonderful. I quivered as my pussy rippled around that cock one more time. He ripped out of me, his jizz spilling out to mat my bush. I ripped my mouth off the other guy's dick and looked around.
Who wants to buy a lap dance from me next?
I squealed. So many men cheered. I would have to give so many lap dances.
Yay.
Eric Murphy.
Fuck. I groaned as I came in Mom's mouth. Mrs. Waters was eager for more, and they were giving her money. Totally worth those 20 bimbo crystals. I shuddered as Mom swallowed all my jizz while poor Tina whimpered. I needed to go get that rope and tie her up. I wanted to watch more, but I had to give my bimbo girlfriend what she needed. I had to bind her hot body. I grinned. I love this app. The Bimbo App 07 Bimbo MILF sells her body. Mrs. Molly Waters. Cum dripped out of my pussy and asshole. I had just given my first two lap dances at the Lucky Bunny Gentleman Club, and it was oh so fun. I had a big cock in my pussy and a big cock in my asshole, and I just came and came and came. I loved, loved, loved having big dicks giving me all their cummies wummies, and there were so many studly guys who needed my lap dances. They all had big and hard and thick and big and wonderomous dicks. I was so eager. An eager Justin Bieber for cocks and dicks, and so much funny fun. I loved being a strip club whore. Here. A guy groaned, thrusting money into my garter. I knew it was a $130. $100 for my pussy and $30 for the lap dance. He dropped to his knees. Goddamn, does your husband know you're here? I don't know. I said and giggled. How can I know what he knows? I don't know what I know. Fuck. He groaned and rammed his thick cock into my pussy. He buried his cock into my snatch. He just plowed to the hilt in me. It was so nice to have all that biggie dicky in my pussy. That's good. That's fuck amazing. Being such a whore behind your husband's back. Is he here? I gasped, looking around. Is he behind me? God, you're such a dumb wife. Groaned another. Just a fucking bimbo slut. I am. I beamed up at the nice guy with his cock out before him. He shoved $80 into my garter. $50 for the BJ. Woot, I love sucking on big dicks while being fucked and pounded and thrust. Yay. I swallowed his cock. I loved sliding my lips over his cock. I used to be such a fuddy-duddy. I never sucked on my hubby's cock or let other men fuck my pussy. Now it was oh so much fun. I was doing it all for Eric. He was my owner. That was why I was here. I had to be fucked and pounded and thrust by all these studly studs for cute Eric. He was just the bestest best cutie. It was the bee's knees to have that big cock fucking my cunt. He pounded me. He thrust that wonderomous shaft into my pussy. I squeezed down on him, loving the friction. It was just amaze balls to have that dick in me. I wanted to say it, but I had another cock in my mouth. That was doubly awesome. I suckled so hard on that cock. My tongue danced around him. There was so much salty precum that spilled out into my mouth. I loved it so much. This was so awesomey great. I squeezed my cunt down on the cock in my pussy as I suckled with all my mighty might on the dick in my mouth. My tongue stroked him as drools spilled down my chin. I felt so goody good. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Groaned the nice man fucking my cunt. What a fucking whore. The way she sucks cock. Moaned the man who had such a yummy nummy dick. Damn. My wife doesn't give head like this. If she did, you wouldn't be here. Someone cried. Laughter erupted from all the hunky studs. Fuck, I want my lap dance. Another said. I'm going to fuck the hell out of her asshole. I loved hearing that. My asshole tingled, cum dripping out of it. I felt oh, so naughty. I just wanted cum, cum, spunk, cum in me. It was just the bestest best thingy in the whole world. I wiggled my hips, stirring my pussy around that big dicky fucking me that he just thrust into me over and over and over again. I loved it. I squealed around the cock in my mouth, my pussy melting. The heat soaked all throughout me. It built and built into an orgasmy thing. I would have such a huge orgasmy thing. Just cummy so hard that I wanted that. I craved that. I hungered for that. It would just be the bee's knees. Yes, it would. I rocked back and forth to the man's hard thrusts, my big boobs swaying beneath me. They rammed into me over and over again. I loved it so much. This was the happy life. Giving lap dances and sucking dicks and being fucked. I was such a goody wife, just an amazeballs wife. I hoped my hubby was so proud of me. And Eric. He was just awesomey. I loved being owned by him. I loved my hubby and dicks and being fucked and cum and dicks and cocks in me. I wanted more cocks. I needed more cummy cums. I suckled with all my might on the dick in my mouth. The yummy precum spilled over my tongue. I swirled around him while rocking to the hard thrusts of that nice man and his big dick. He churned my pussy wussy up. I loved, loved, loved it. Fuck! Groaned the guy pounding my pussy. That fucking cunt! Oh, your husband is such a fucking idiot to let you come here. Fucking cheating bitch! Moaned the guy I suckled. Shit! Take it, fucking slut! His cock erupted. My eyes widened as all that salty cum flooded my mouth. I squealed in delight at all the nummy jizz spurting into my mouth. Just blast after blast of the amaze balls spunk. My pussy clamped down so hardy hard on that thick cock fucking me and my orgasmy thingy burst in me. I squealed as all the nummy bliss swept through me. Just so much wonderomous delight swept through me. My cunt writhed around the cock fucking me. Just loving that very biggie dick. He grunted as he buried in me. Fucking hot wife slut! He snarled. His cum spurted into my cunt. He was such a nicey man to do that. To flood my cunt with all his thick and amaze balls cummies. I loved him flooding me. It was just an incredible and wonderful and awesomey delight. I loved it oh, so much to have all his thick and gooey and hot and thick cum in my pussy. My mind melted beneath all the goody bliss. I groaned around the cock spurting in my mouth. I gulped down his cum as my hungry cunt massaged that biggie dick. Spurt after spurt of cum flooded my pussy. Just where jizz belonged. And why boobs swayed beneath me as the men around me cheered. They waved money. They all needed lap dances. And I was so ready to give them to them. I was a strip club whore. That was my job. It was the bestest best job a wife could have. Fuck. A guy groaned and slammed $130 into my garter as he sank down on the floor. Come ride my fucking dick, slut. He waved it at me. A big black dick. Ooh, that looked so good. The cock in my mouth fired a last spurt of cum. I ripped my mouth off it, my pussy writhing around the dick spurting all that gooey jizz in my cunt. I shuddered as I crawled off him. His spunk splashed on my rump as I straddled this new guy. I gripped his dick in my white fingers. So dark. I moaned as I straddled him and impaled my cunt down his cock. I gasped as he filled my juicy cunny up. Oh, that's just so big. Such a biggie dicky in my cunty wunty. You fucking speak like a bimbo baby. Groaned another guy who thrust the $80 into my garter. Shit. He rammed his cock into my mouth. I groaned and suckled on him. I was a bimbo baby hot wife slut whore bitch. It was so wonderomous. My cunt clenched around the black guy's biggie dick. He stretched out my naughty cunt. I loved it. Another guy shoved $180 into my garter. $150 for my asshole and $30 for the lap dance. His cock rammed right into my butt crack and found my tingly asshole. He pushed against my back door and rammed into me. I squealed in delight. I had a cock in my pussy and my asshole. That was the bestest thingy. And I had a dick in my mouth. How wonderomous. I suckled hard on that big shaft as the other two rods stretched out my holes. I started riding the black guy's amaze balls cock. My big boobies bounced, the men watching and groaning. Music thudded through the club as I suckled hard on the hard dick in my mouth. The man in my asshole groaned, gripped my hips, and started fucking my asshole. Work that cunt up and down my cock, you fucking white whore! Growled the black stud. He gripped my big boobies in his strong hands. He squeezed them. Shit, yes. You're going to go home to your husband dripping and cum. No, to Eric. He was my awesome owner. But I couldn't tell the nice black man that. I had a dick in my mouth. I suckled on that cock and rode the black man's thicky dicky. I shuddered as the rod pistoned away at my asshole. Just pumped in and out and in and out. My bowels squeezed down on him, all this naughty waddy heat melting through my pussy. It was so amazeballs. I quivered as the black man was so nice to play with my big boobies. He squeezed them and kneaded them and massaged them and made them feel so loved. I was so happy. Just full of all this numbing bliss. I could just be fucked and fucked and fucked until the end of time. A cock in all my holes. It was like heaven. I was with Jesus just getting fucked by all these dicks. Maybe one of them was Jesus. That was so nice of him to fuck me in heaven. I suckled so hard on the cock in my mouth. I bobbed my head, working my lips up and down his thick shaft. My cunt slid up and down that thick, black dick. My pussy burst with all this pleasure. It was just so goody good, and my asshole. My asshole had this biggie cock just pumping in and out and in and out. It was awesome-y. I would have a cum just from being ass-fucked. And I had a cock in my cunt. That would make me cum, too. And a dick in my mouth. So lucky. I was just such a lucky wucky housewife slut. Yay, those watching me were all so nice to call me. Whore. And. Slut wife. And. Bimbo bitch. As they cheered me on. Cock sucking cunt. And. Cheating fucking whore. And. Hot wife pussy. I loved it. They were all so super duper nice that I moaned around the cock in my mouth with how much I loved all those nicey wicey words. My pussy and asshole tingled. My orgasmy thingy building and building. I would just burst with all these wonderomous blisses. I rose toward all those goody good feelings. I whimpered, my boobs jiggling in the studly black stud's hands. He squeezed them as I slammed down his thick cock. My clit ground into his pubic bone. Sparks sizzled through me. I felt so goody good. The hard cock buried into my asshole. I squealed and burst with all the goody blissy feelings. Fuck! The black stud growled as my cunt writhed around his thicky dicky. Shit, yes! The man fucking my asshole grunted. Oh goddamn! He buried into my happy, spasming bowels. He erupted. The nice black man and my pussy exploded. They flooded my holes with all their wonderomous cum. They pumped me full of such amazing spunk. I suckled hard on the thick cock in my mouth. Yes! He groaned and erupted. 2.3 dicks were spurting hot and gooey spunk into my holes. Yummy cummy in my mouth. I gulped it down as my pussy and asshole spasmed with happy joy around the big dick spurting in me. All these wonderomous feelings swept through me. My mind drowned in goody bliss. I quivered, so much cummy spurting into me. Just all the jizz and spunk and spudge pumped into my naughty holes. I was such a good housewife bimbo slut bitch. I loved all this cum. Eric would be oh, so happy with me. I was the bestest strip club whore. This was so neato to have all that hot cum flooding me. Just such an awesome-y delight. I was so happy whoppy. I quivered as my holes suckled dry those big dicks. The other men were waving money. They all needed lap dances. Yay. Eric Murphy. I could not find any rope in the garage. I needed it to tie up Tina. It turned out that choosing the spanking bimbo when she turned level 1 put her down the path of being into bondage. Now she was so eager to be tied up. Fuck. I muttered as I came out of the garage. Tina was squirming on the living room floor. She was just looking in such need. Eric! Eric! Tina whimpered as she writhed on the floor. I love you oh so much, but... I glanced at the TV where it was showing off the security cam footage of the strip club. Mrs. Waters was being fucked in all three holes. She had men around her waving money. Damn, she was going to make me so much. Maybe her husband had some rope. I looked around and spotted Mrs. Waters's phone. I knew the passcode. I swiped it and called her husband. He picked up. Honey. Nope, she's at the strip club being gangbanged. I said. But if you bring over some rope to my house, I'll let you watch your wife being fucked for money by every guy in the club. I'll be right there. He groaned. He was a cuckold now, a perk of the app damn, that was useful. He was over in just a few minutes, puffing for breath. He must have torn his garage apart to find the beige rope in his hand then ran down the street to get to my house. He looked so eager as I pointed to the screen where his wife was being such a slut. Have fun. I said. You can jack it, I guess. I'll be upstairs tying up and fucking your daughter. Okay, Eric. He groaned, rubbing at his cock through his jeans as he sat down to watch his wife getting reamed like a fucking slut. Tina. I held the rope to her. Let's go upstairs. Mom, Cherry, stop fingering each other's cunts and let's go. Yes, Eric. All three of my bimbos said and rushed after me, all naked and gorgeous. Mom's big boobs heaved. So did Cherry's. I led them up to Mom's larger room. I had the rope and was so eager to tie up Tina. This would be so hot. She threw herself on the bed and squirmed there, looking so eager for it, her red hair spilling around her. Mom, meet out Cherry. I said. In the corner. Okie dokie. Mom cooed and pushed Cherry into the corner, dropped to her knees, and feasted on her daughter's shaved cunt. I stared at Tina as I uncoiled the rope. I had no idea where to start. I had no idea how to do this. It was so intimidating. I swallowed as she squirmed there. Should I start with her hands? Her feet. I had seen this thing called Japanese rope bondage, but... you know how to do this, Tina? I asked. I do. She squealed. I'm a ropey expert. I know about knots and cord and cuffs and shibari. Ooh, start by looping it around my cute ankle. I was shocked as the airhead actually did know this. The app had given her this knowledge. She had me wrapping it up her legs, binding them together with her in this bent position. Forming an A, face down, ass up. Do you want to have it rubbing on my cunny or do you want to be able to fuck my cunny? She asked. Fuck your cunny. I groaned. Fuck my cunny. Cherry squealed. Mommy. Mommy. Purr. You're making my kitty pussy feel so goody good. Purr. Then you want to loop the rope. Tina explained that I did as she instructed, working the rope up her torso. I wrapped it around her breasts. She squealed in delight when I pulled it tight. I ended with binding her hands behind her back. Her fingers twitched over her rump. She looked so fucking sexy bound up. That's so nicey icy. She purred. Just so nice like ice. I love it. Yay. You're so amaze balls and awesomey and I love you oh, so much with all my heart and soul and pussy and cunt and asshole and mouth. Eric. Eric. Fuck, I love you too. I glanced at Cherry who was shuddering through her orgasm. Her big boobs bounced. I had to include my other two bimbos in this, didn't I? I grabbed my slut by the waist and dragged her to the end of the bed. Mom, go lie down in front of her so she can eat you out. Okie dokie. Mom groaned, ripping her face from Cherry's cunt. Mom dripped with my sister's cream. I love being eaten and eating out. Ooh, I love pussy and pussy loves me and it's the best and your cock is amazing and you're the hottest and bestest son. She squealed and threw her arms around my neck, kissing me. The sweet flavor of Cherry's pussy seasoned Mom's lips. I groaned, her big boobs rubbing into my chest. My cock throbbed against her belly. I could just throw her down on the floor and fuck her right here, but I had to fuck my sexy girlfriend as she lay bound on the bed. Just pound my bimbo girlfriend right in the ass. Just fuck her anal sheath hard and fast. She would love that. She would savor me fucking her so hard into her ass. I would just ram my cock into her bowels and churn her up. I broke the kiss with Mom. The bed, Mom. So Tina can eat out your pussy. She giggled. Duh. I forgot. You're just so distracting with your lips and your cock and ash. She kissed me again, her arms wrapping around my neck. Her big boobs rubbed into my chest as she humped against me. My cock twitched and throbbed against her belly. She was so sexy. Heat boiled through me. I wanted to. I pushed her back. The bed, Mom. Now. Tina has to eat your pussy. Oh, right. She giggled and smacked the side of her head. I'm such a dummy. I'm so glad I have my big and strong and sexy son too. I grabbed her shoulders as she started to go in for a third kiss and turned her to the bed. I smacked her rump. Bed. Now. Such a strong son. She moaned as she crawled onto the bed beside Tina. Ooh, Tina, honey, you're all tangly-wonly up. Are you okay? So okay, Mommy. Tina said. Did Tina consider us married now? I gotta eat your pussy. Just lick and lap at it. Ooh, I love that so much. Squealed Mom. Having my pussy licked is oh, so funny fun. You're just so amazeballs. I love it. I love you so much, Tina, cutie. Eat my pussy. She spread her legs and lay before my bimbo girlfriend. Tina turned her head and nuzzled into Mom's blonde bush. Mom gasped as Tina licked. I love the sight. My cock twitched before me. I would enjoy having Cherry drop to her knees before me and suck my dick into her mouth. I groaned at the feel of my sister's mouth around my dick. She suckled on me with such passion, her eyes staring up at me as she worked her mouth up and down me. Fuck, Cherry. I groaned and stepped back. Her head leaned forward to keep her mouth around my dick. Her tongue swirled about it. I took another step back. My cock popped out. Damn, go sit on Mom's face. Be a good kitty sister. Purr. She moaned and scampered up onto the bed. These bimbos were just all over my dick. But only my dick. I had them locked. Not like Mrs. Waters. She wanted every cock she could, and she was taking those dicks. Damn, that was just so hot to think about. She was at the strip club just getting fucked. Making me money so I could get so many more bimbos that I would find ways for them to earn, too. There were other strip clubs in towns, and maybe there would be other ways for them to make me money. I smiled as I turned to the bed and stared at all the pussy licking going on. Cherry rode Mom's mouth while Tina had her face buried in Mom's bush. My bound girlfriend wiggled her hips from side to side. The rope rasped over her pale skin. She looked so sexy there. I had to fuck her in the ass. Cherry's mouth had gotten my dick wet. I moved to the bed and gripped her hips. She was just at the perfect height for me to fuck standing up. I pushed my cock into her shaved cunt. I worked up and down her. That felt so good. I coated my tip in her juices and worked up her slit to her taint. I reached her asshole. Ooh, fuck my butt. The bound bimbo moaned, her face buried into Mom's bush, her voice muffled by all that hot pussy. Please, please, with sugar and cherries on top. Yes, yes, with me on top. Squealed my little sister riding Mom's face. Cherry's big boobs swayed as she shuddered. I love being on top. I'm on top of Mommy right now. Yay. I winked at my little sister as I drilled my cock against my bimbo girlfriend's asshole. Tina moaned, her butt cheeks clenching. Her fingers twitched and the rope rasped over her body. I pushed harder against her back door. Her anal ring stretched open and I popped into the bimbo's bowels. I loved the way her asshole squeezed down around me. Her velvety sheath welcomed me. She groaned into Mom's pussy. I gripped her hips, the rope binding her rubbing into my palms. Shit. I groaned. Do you love that, Tina? Of course I do, silly Billy. She moaned. I love everything you do to me because I love you more than all the suns and stars and chocolate M&Ms in the world. How could I not grin? I love you more than all the M&Ms too. She squealed in delight, her bowels clenching down on my cock as I bottomed out in her anal sheath. She moved her head, licking and lapping at Mom's cunt with passion. Her fingers twitched and body quivered. The pattern the ropes made crisscrossing her flesh was so exciting to stare at. I drew back my cock. Her asshole gripped me. She held me with her tight flesh. I loved it. I pumped away at her anal sheath, the pleasure melting up my dick. She had such amazing bowels. I was in heaven fucking my bimbo girlfriend. I pounded her hard and fast. I fucked into her with such force. She squeezed down on me. She held me tight with her asshole as I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her again and again. I fucked into her bowels. It was a rush. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I moaned. Shit, that's good. That's so fucking good. It is. Groaned Tina. Your biggie dicky is fucking my tidy ass and it's so loving and hot and thick and amazeballing. Yes, yes, yes. Squealed Cherry as she bounced on Mom's face, her tits heaving. Ooh, ooh, and Mommy is just licking me. She's lapping at me. It's so good. It's just the bestest best. My kitty pussy is purring. Purring, big brother. Good. I groaned, loving the feel of Tina's asshole around my dick. Drown Mom in your pussy cream, Cherry. I will, big brother, sir. She saluted me, her tits swaying back and forth. Oh, Mommy. Oh, Mommy. Purr. I loved it. Mom moaned into Cherry's pussy as she squirmed. Mom's tits jiggled. On her back, they made two gorgeous mounds topped by her pink nipples. I slammed my cock into Tina's asshole. Watching those boobs shake. I pounded my girlfriend's bowels, my heavy nuts slapping into her taint. I loved this app. I would have so many orgasms. Just fuck all my bimbos. It was the best thing in the world. I could do whatever I liked to them. I owned them. I slammed hard into my bimbo girlfriend's slutty asshole. Her bowels squeezed about me as she moaned into Mom's pussy. Tina's red hair spilled over Mom's pale thighs. Tina groaned as I fucked her bowels. She moaned out I would make her come. I slid my hands up her sides, sliding over the rope crisscrossing her body. I found her tits. They were squeezed into a pair of tight mounds. They felt engorged from the ropes. I needed them. She gasped into Mom's cunt, her bowels squeezing about my dick. Fuck. I groaned at that hard grip about my dick. I pumped away with such force. I fucked her anal sheath hard and fast. I slammed to the hilt in her bowels, loving the velvety grip. She moaned louder and louder. All the bimbos were. Cherry tossed her head, her hands squeezing her big boobs. Purr. She moaned. Mommy, mommy, I'm purring. Purr. My sister bucked. She drowned Mom in pussy cream. I loved how my bimbo sister's big tits heaved. They smacked together as she squealed out in delight. I slammed into Tina's asshole hard as I watched the sight. I love you, Eric. Squealed my girlfriend. I love you and your dick and... coming. Her asshole writhed around my thrusting cock. She moaned as I fucked away at her. She squirmed in her ropes, her fingers twitching. I fucked her writhing asshole, savoring the pressure building in my balls. I slammed to the hilt in her bowels. Fuck yes! I groaned and erupted. My cock spurted over and over into her anal sheath. Tina! Cherry!
Yay!
Squealed Mom as she joined us.
Fuck yes!
I groaned, flooding Tina's asshole with my cum. I spurted over and over into her anal sheath. I loved the pleasure rushing through my mind. Ecstasy swept across my thoughts. I savored that bliss. I tossed my head back.
Oh damn, that's fucking amazing! Come in my butt!
Tina squealed, her bowels writhing around my cock.
I have come in my butt!
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Purr!
My sister whimpered, her big tits slapping together as she bucked through her climax. Mom moaned as she drank her daughter's pussy juices. I loved it. I gripped Tina's hips, pumping my cum over and over into her bowels. It was a rush to flood her with all my spunk. The heat swept through me. Just such wondrous heat. I groaned as the pleasure shot through me. I panted, the rapture gushing through me. Stars danced across my vision. Such amazing and powerful stars. I loved every second of the heat washing across my vision.
Fuck!
I groaned as I fired the last of my cum into Tina's asshole.
Mmm.
She moaned.
Eric's love is all in my butt.
Yes, it is.
I groaned and ripped out of her. I turned and sank onto the bed beside my bound girlfriend. She turned and smiled at me. She moved her head and kissed me. She purred in delight as our lips worked together.
Mom!
I groaned when I finished kissing my girlfriend.
Come suck my dick clean of Tina's asshole.
Ooh, yes.
Mom moaned and sat up. She crawled over me. Her big boobs swayed over me. She straddled my head to do it, her dripping pussy right above me. Her blonde bush lowering to my face. I hadn't meant for her to do that, but she was a bimbo.
My son's dirty, dirty dicky needs to be clean, clean, clean. Yum!
She grabbed my dick, her big boobs pressing into my stomach. Her nipples hard. She licked the tip of my cock. I groaned as I grabbed her rump and pulled her down to my lips. Her curls spilled over my lips. In moments, I kissed at her tart cunt. I licked at her. I lapped at Mom's tart pussy. I licked up and down her. I savored the flavor of her cunt cream on my tongue. I stroked her. I savored this pleasure. It was such a rush to have Mom sucking on my dirty dick. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled on me with passion. It was an incredible rush to have her sliding her lips up and down my dick. I groaned as she blew me. She suckled on me with passion, just such hunger, the naughty mommy. I loved the way that she blew me. It was an exquisite delight. Just a powerful moment to have her nursing on me like that. I groaned as she polished my cock. I returned the favor, licking and lapping at her hot cunt. The hole that birthed me. I thrust my tongue into her snatch and swirled around in her tart depths. She moaned around my dick. She suckled with even more passion on my dirty cock. I loved her working her mouth up and down my shaft.
Mom!
I groaned.
Fuck Mom, you are the best mother in the world!
She squealed around my cock. She nursed on me with such passion. She suckled on me with all this wonderful delight. I groaned, savoring every moment of her nursing on me. She worked her mouth up and down my cock. Her tongue swirled around me.
Yes, 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 just like that.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's incredible. Clean my dick, Mom! You're such a bimbo slut for my dick!
She purred around my cock. Her tongue danced out. I loved the warmth of her lips working up down my cock as I enjoyed her cunt. I stroked her pussy lips. I fluttered through those thick folds. I explored my mother's tart cunt. I savored the incestuous thrill of thrusting my tongue into her amazing pussy and swirling around in her. She bobbed her head, her big boobs rubbing into my stomach as she loved me. It was such a rush to have her doing that. I savored that heat as she bobbed her head. She worked her mouth up and down my cock, sucking with all that passion.
Shit, Mom!
I groaned and thrust my tongue into the snatch that birthed me. I swirled around in her, loving the silky texture.
Ooh, ooh, you're all tied up!
Cooed Cherry.
Look at you! Just so helpless. I could do this! Cherry!
Squealed Tina.
Ooh, ooh, that's so nicey nice. Just lick your pussy.
Purred my sister.
And your asshole. And your pussy. Back and forth and forth and back.
I listened to Tina squeal as I tongued Mom's cunt. I swirled around in her snatch, loving the forbidden flavor of her tart cunt. Incest was wrong unless you bimbified the slut first. Mom suckled hard on my cock. She nursed with such passion on me. I loved her working her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with all that wonderful passion. My nuts twitched as the pressure built in them. I would fire so much cum into Mom's mouth. Just flood her with all that spunk.
Shit!
I groaned as Tina squealed in delight.
Mom!
She suckled hard and fast. She nursed on me with all her passion. I loved it so much. I flicked my tongue through her folds and found her clit. I suckled on her bud. I nursed on her naughty nub. She whimpered around my dick. Her tongue stroked around it while her passion moaned around the crown. The pressure grew in my nuts as I suckled hard on her clit. Her curls rubbed on my face and cheeks. I loved the feel of her against me. It was just perfect to feel. I groaned, rising toward that explosive burst. It would be awesome that I would just come and come. She suckled with such passion. I nibbled on her clit. The pressure grew and grew in my nuts. Her tongue swiped around the crown. She moaned louder and louder. I flicked my tongue over her bud. I stroked her pearl.
Polished it,
Mom squealed and gushed juices. Her tart and incestuous flood of juices swept over me. I drowned in all that wonderful cream. I licked and lapped it up. I stroked my tongue through her folds, savoring the flavor of her cunt cream gushing out of her snatch. It was a wonderful rush of delight. My tongue swiped through her folds, gathering up every drop of her tart passion as she nursed hard on my dick. My nuts twitched. I groaned as she loved my cock with all her might. Fuck! I grunted. I came in mom's mouth. She gulped down my cum as I licked at her twat. I stroked my tongue through her folds. I savored the flavor of her cunt. She had such a wonderful flavor. Just such a pure delight to flick my tongue through her folds. I loved every moment of it, every last second of drinking her tart cream as I flooded her mouth with my cum. The ecstasy slammed through me. I trembled beneath mom as she gulped down my seed. I tongued her pussy, loving my bimbo mommy. Damn! I groaned as I fired the last of my cum into her pussy. Oh damn, that's good! She squirmed on me as I savored her nursing on my cock. I felt so good. Just so fucking amazing. I wanted to sleep though. That had been a lot of fucking. My eyes were growing heavy. Tina moaned and gasped as mom fluttered her tongue around my cock. Get off me, mom! I groaned. And grabbed my phone. Her mouth popped off me. Righto! Phone, phone, phone! She grabbed her phone instead. It was fine. I already knew her passcode, too, and set an alarm for midnight. I turned off the bedside lamp and listened to Tina squealing. I yawned, wanting to have a nice nap. Mom snuggled up to me, her big boobs pressing against me. I held her as my eyes grew heavier and heavier until I fell off into sleep. Beep. 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 What's that? Squeaked Cherry. Is it a fire? Fire drill? Drill? Mom moaned as she squirmed beside me. Mmm, I like drills. Long and thick and ramming into my pussy. Is it drilling time? No, no. I said, grabbing her phone and killing the alarm. Go back to sleep. I rolled out of bed and stretched my back. I headed to the doors and made a pit stop at the bathroom. I urinated and headed downstairs. I bet I left my phone down there. I yawned and headed down the stairs. The lights were on, of course. Wasting electricity. I had to pay that, didn't I? I couldn't just spend all the money on bimbos. It was only when I was halfway down the stairs did I see Mr. Waters turning the TV off. Then he was picking up tissue papers from around the living room. God, how many times had he jacked it to his bimbo wife being a whore? She's finished? I asked.
Yeah.
He said. Well then have a good one. I said, not wanting to come down farther since I was naked. Unless you have the money to fuck her. I'm tapped out until payday. He said. You have my credit cards you've been maxing out. Good, good. I said. I still had to max them all out.
Well, think about selling your house.
I mean, it's just you in it. Get a cheap apartment, then you can have more money to spend on fucking your wife. I mean, you might be able to afford her for a weekend with the proceeds from the sale. Just you and her, doing whatever you want to her.
Wow.
He said. That's a great idea.
I'll get on it.
Wow, he was such a cuck. I loved it. He left. I came down and sank onto the couch. I found my phone and waited. It was about 10 minutes later that Mrs. Waters drove up in her car. She burst into the house giggling and drenched in cum. She reeked of jizz. It matted all her clothing. Mom's outfit was ruined. She was dripping jizz on the floor. Silvery streaks coated her face and tits. Her hair was a tangled mess. They had used her. Hey, you have the money? I asked. I put it all in the special bimbo box like I was supposed to. She said. Ooh, you have a dick. Go take a shower. I said. And wash your hair. You don't touch me when you have other men's cum leaking out of you. I'm your owner, not some fucking rando guy you fucked for money. Rightio. She said happily. Oh, it was just so wonderomous. I came and came and came. Then I came more, more, more. She headed for the first floor bathroom as I frowned about the money. I opened the app. Notifications started popping up. I had gotten 7 more referrals off the TikTok video, giving me 21 crystals. Then I saw that I had a deposit of $7,910 into my account from Mrs. Waters, who was a good third of the way to level 3, way past the other 3 bimbos. Damn. I muttered as the app asked if I wanted to convert the $7,910 into bimbo crystals or to take a payout. I decided to take the crystals. I gained another 197 of them. I groaned as my counter rose. That was one night of whoring out Mrs. Waters. Shit, I had a $30 balance in my account and a grand total of 228 bimbo crystal. But I wanted more. I grabbed Mrs. Waters' remaining credit cards and used the $150 I had in my PayPal account. Maxing those cards got me 38 more crystals. I bought 3 bundles of 10 and a bundle of 5 with her credit cards. The $150 got me 3 single crystals. I was up to 261 now. Then a new pop-up appeared. Daily spin. I grinned as I realized it was like some sort of gashapon game. I tapped the screen and the numbers started dancing. I saw some single digits. It was bouncing through the 30s, the 90s, the 60s, 40s, 80s, the teens. It was all over the place. I had to tap it to stop it. The numbers were going by so fast that it was impossible to get any one number. So I just tapped it and hoped.it stopped on 87. Huge winner burst across my screen as my total rose up to 349 bimbo crystals. I smiled at that.
Damn, I was going to have some fun tomorrow. Just some amazing delights. I leaned back in the chair, my dick so hard with my excitement as I thought about the possibilities that I had to lock down Mrs. Juarez, my hot physics teacher, and Barbie the cheerleader before Alex, Jet, Rick, Brent, and Jamal did. Those guys would be able to get cheaper bimbos than me. I already had 4. How many could they have by now? Maybe they'd waste all the cheap ones on moms and sisters and hot neighbor MILFs and not have any ability to get any girls at school tomorrow. I wanted those too. I had the money for my 5th bimbo, 81 crystals. My 6th might be as much as 243 if the pattern of the price tripping held. I had enough to get 2 more. Barely. God, whoever made this app was making bank. You're smiling. Mrs. Waters said. I opened my eyes to see the wet Mrs. Waters before me, her boobs swaying. She smelled like Irish spring soap. She straddled me, her wet bush rubbing on my cock. I grinned at her as she rubbed on me, her pussy juices soaking my shaft. Yes, I am. I said as she slid her cunt up my cock. I'm going to get 2 more bimbos and make them into whores like you. I bet so many guys at my school would pay to fuck the hottest cheerleader and the hottest MILF teacher at my school. Yay. She squealed. Being a whore wife bimbo slut bitch is the bestest best. She slammed her cunt down my cock. Her hot and married twat took every inch of my dick. It was a wonderful thrill to have all that cunt around me. She had such a tight one. Just such a hot pussy that gripped my dick. I loved every moment of her pussy about me. She slid up my cock, moaning. Her wet tits swayed before me. Beads of water ran down her lush tips and gathered around her fat, pink nipples. She plunged down my cock again, her pussy taking me to the hilt. I grabbed her plump ass, squeezing her wet tush as she rode me. Ooh, ooh, I love dicks in my pussy. She moaned. Dicks in my cunt and dicks in my butt. Fucking bimbo slut. I groaned, her pussy squeezing about me as she worked up and down me. You are fucking a bimbo slut, Eric. She squealed and slammed her cunt down my cock. She engulfed me with her silky, heavenly snatch again and again. Her hot and juicy sheath massaged my cock as she rode me. She brought me closer and closer to coming. Closer and closer to spurting all my jizz into her cunt. I loved that delight. It was an incredible treat to have her riding me like that. She squeezed her pussy around my cock. She massaged me with that hot snatch of hers. I loved how she worked her cunt up and down my dick. Mrs. Waters moaned as she rode me. She massaged me with her juicy snatch. The heat swept through me as she worked her wet cunt up and down me. My nuts tightened with my cum. The pressure grew at the tip of my dick. That hot need to spurt all my cum into her pussy swelled in me. I loved her pussy riding me. I groaned as she slammed down me. She took all my cock over and over again. She moaned as she did. She was such a naughty, naughty slut. I loved how she gripped me with her cunt. I rose toward that bursting point. I neared erupting. It was fantastic to have the MILF squeezing her snatch around me. She rose up me and slammed back down me. She took me to the hilt with her amazing cunt. Mrs. Waters plunged her cunt down my cock, her boobs swaying before my face. She gasped out. Orgasm-y thingy! Yay! Her cunt writhed around my cock. The married bimbo's pussy rippled around me, suckling at my aching dick. I gripped her wet ass, squeezing so hard as the slut suckled at me. I threw back my head and groaned out. I erupted my cum into her pussy. Fuck yes! I fired blast after blast of my jizz into the whore's married cunt. Her pussy rippled around my dick. She suckled at me with such passion. She nursed on me with all that hot delight. I groaned as I erupted into her cunt over and over again. I flooded her snatch with spurt after spurt of jizz. The heat slammed into my mind. Stars burst across my vision. Her boobs rubbed into my face as she held me tight. She squealed out her pleasure as her cunt rippled around my cock. She nursed at me. I owned this cunt. She would make me so much fucking money. You're my bimbo whore wife slut. I groaned. I am Eric. She squealed. It's so neato. Her cunt rippled around my cock. I groaned, loving every moment of her pussy milking my dick. I shuddered, firing the last blast of cum into her snatch. I hosed her down, the pleasure rippling through my mind. I swayed there, feeling amazing. Shit. I groaned, my chest rising and falling. Oh shit, that was good. Yay. She groaned, her pussy rippling around me. I leaned my head back and closed my eyes. My dick felt so good in her pussy. I would have so much fun at school. Barbie and Mrs. Juarez would be mine. They danced in dreams as I sank into such a wonderful and blissful sleep. The Bimbo Ep 08, Bimbifying the Hot Cheer Squad. Eric Murphy. The shower splashed warm on my chest as Mom hugged me from behind. Her big boobs rubbed against my back, covered in soap. She washed me in circles as she giggled like an empty-headed bimbo, which she was. She cooed her delight as her hard nipples rubbed up and down my back. I groaned, loving the feel of her washing me with her tits. But it wasn't nearly as good as my little bimbo sister washing my cock with her large, soapy tits. She slid them up and down my cock, a big smile on her face. The water matted her blonde hair to her shoulders and face. She slid up and down my cock, massaging me with those lush tits. They were so soft and amazing to feel working up and down my cock. I groaned, savoring the massage. The way she brought me closer and closer to coming. She giggled, too, as she cleaned my dick with her wonderful tits. I shuddered, loving the two cleaning me. Massaging me. It was just awesome. Fuck. I groaned. Damn, Cherry, you're such a naughty slut. Yay.
she squealed. I'm a naughty, naughty, slutty slut. Purr. She squeezed her tits tighter around my cock. She worked up and down me faster, beaming at me. She loved being called a slut. I slid my hand through her wet hair and loved her massaging my dick. I shuddered as she built and built me. What about me? Mom whimpered. Am I a naughty, naughty, slutty slut? Am I? Please, please. Say I am, honey bunny. I want to be a big slutty slut. Such a big slutty slut. I groaned, the pressure swelling at the tip of my cock. With those big boobs. Shit, you're such a huge slutty slut. A mommy slutty slut. Yay. Squealed Mom, her nipples rubbing on my back along with her big boobs. I'm a mommy slutty slut. I'm so happy. Ooh, ooh, yes, yes. That's why I'm washing my son with my slutty slut titties. It makes my slutty slut pussy so slutty wet. That's right. I groaned, my cock throbbing between my sister's tits. Am I a mommy slutty slut? Cherry asked. Am I, big brother? You're a sister slutty slut. I said. A little sister slutty slut. That's something only you can be. Wow. She gasped, her hands squeezing her big tits around my cock. I throbbed in them. I'm your kitty little sistery slutty slut. That's amazeballing. That's right. I said, petting her wet hair. Now keep cleaning my cock. You'll get a big reward. I'll cover your face in all my cum. Yay. She jiggled her boobs around my shaft then pressed them around me. She held me tight, massaging me with those awesome soapy tits of hers. She worked them up and down. I groaned, savoring the warmth of the shower on my chest. The pressure built in my balls, the softness of her tits engulfed the tip of my cock over and over again. She massaged me with this wonderful heat. I groaned, loving every second of the pressure rising up my cock to the tip. To that aching point where it would explode. I shuddered, savoring the heat. The soapy delight. Her soft tits. Mom rubbed her tits into my back as she held me. Her lips nibbled at my neck. I groaned, savoring the delights of having my bimbified mom and little sister. No more nagging. No more shrill screeches. They didn't yell at me. Look at me with disappointment or disgust. They were just such loving creatures now. I shuddered, the pressure in my nuts swelling toward the bursting point. Come on my face! Cherry cooed. Come on my face! Come on my face! I want you to come on my face! Purr! I groaned at how happy she sounded. Bimbified women didn't have concerns. They didn't have problems. They were perpetually joyful. They lived in a world of bliss and orgasms. They didn't have to worry about anything any longer. Mom didn't have to work two jobs and stress about money. She just had to rub her tits into my back while my little sister just had to work her boobs up and down my cock. No more worry about good grades and being popular at college. She just had to love her big brother's big dick. Fuck. I groaned as he slid those tits up to the tip of my cock. The pressure burst there. Cherry, you slutty slut. I erupted. My cock spurted cum that splashed hot across her face. I sprayed her with my cum. I pumped spurt after spurt of my jizz. I shuddered, loving how amazing it felt to unload my cum onto her features. She squealed in delight, opening her mouth wide. She caught the jizz, water spraying off my chest and splashing on her. It made the cum runny. The jizz spilled down her cheeks as I coated her in my spunk. The ecstasy swept through my body. I groaned at how much bliss washed through me. My mind reeled from the bliss that fired through me. Fuck. Cummy cum on my face. My sister squealed as I kept erupting. Yay. Mom moaned, bouncing up and down behind me, her boobs sliding up and down my back. That's so nummy. Wow. I groaned through the ecstasy. Stars danced before me as my cock fired a final blast of cum. I spurted it across my sister's face. I shuddered as her tongue flicked out, gathering up the cum. It was amazing. A rush. I felt so good, but I had to get going. There were 5 guys with the Bimbo app. And if they hadn't been bimbifying other women last night, they could have their pick of the girls and women at school. And there were 2 in particular I had to get. I turned off the water, the spray drying. I stepped out, Mom dropping to her knees to lick Sherry's face clean of my cum. I left them to that as I grabbed a towel and dried off. I ran it over my body and threw it down. I stepped out of the shower naked and headed to my room. I grabbed boxers, socks, a pair of jeans, and a t-shirt. I pulled them on and checked my phone. I looked at the Bimbo app. Overnight, I had gained 4 more referrals from the TikTok ad, which was still up. That gave me 12 more Bimbo crystals. I had a huge amount, 361. I would need them. Tina. I shouted and headed to Mom's bedroom. I found Tina on her back in the dress her dad brought over on his way to work this morning. It was a cute, pink thing. Her mother was between Tina's thighs happily munching away at her pussy. Mrs. Waters feasted on her daughter, the MILF's rump wiggling at me. She had been gangbanged last night at the strip club and made me a lot of money, which was why I had so many Bimbo crystals. Enough of that. I said. Tina, get over here. We have to go to school. I'm gonna come. Tina whimpered. No. I said. Good girlfriends who love their boyfriends obey right away. I do love you. Tina squeaked and sat up. She pulled her pussy from her mother's face and jumped off the bed. She rushed over to me, her red hair flying behind her. I love you so much. She threw her arms around me and kissed me with passion. She humped against me. I kissed her back, my dick throbbing. I wanted to bend her over, but we had to get to our college. There was one girl that I knew would be on the top of the other guy's list, that I had to snag her now. Come on, I said as I moved through the house. I paused at the bathroom.
Mom, Cherry.
Mom lifted her face from between Cherry's thighs.
Yes, honey bunny?
You two are not to leave the house.
Nor Mrs. Waters.
I gave them stern looks. You have to clean the house and make love to each other all day long.
Understand.
When you get hungry, you can make something to eat.
You can do that, right?
I'm a mommy slutty slut.
Squealed Mom.
Of course. You leave it to me, honey bunny. I can make sandwiches and cereal and lunchies and food.
Yay.
Right.
I said.
And clean the house. Don't spend all day having sex with each other.
Okie dokie.
She said, nodding, her big boobs swaying. Then she ducked her head down and resumed eating my little sister's pussy. I shook my head and headed downstairs, Tina following. I snagged an old leash and wrapped it tight about Tina's wrist to bind her. She grinned at that. She enjoyed being tied up. I led her outside and made sure I locked the door. Hopefully, those bimbos would be stymied by locked doors. I didn't want them to wander around and get themselves hurt. Hopefully, this would do the trick. And hopefully, they wouldn't burn the house down. It was a gamble leaving them alone. But, I unlocked the door and put the TV onto a channel that would show soap operas and daytime talk shows. That should help to keep them amused, too. Then I went back outside, relocking the door. I led Tina down the street like she was my prisoner. She was happy, skipping along beside me and telling everyone we passed.
I'm his lovey-dovey girlfriend. Isn't he the bestest best?
She was cute. I hurried down our street and headed toward the school. I was close enough to walk, something I had been doing for years. I knew the way, but I had never hurried like this. I had never pushed myself into almost a jog, my hand gripping the leash. And my heart thundered in my chest. I had to get to those cheerleaders before the others did. Tina's dad drove past us on his way to work. She squealed when she saw him.
Daddy! Daddy! I'm Eric's lovey-dovey girlfriend.
He knows. I told her.
Yay!
She giggled as she skipped along. Mr. Waters was off to earn the money to pay me to fuck his wife again. I loved that. He was a complete cuckold. That was so worth 20 crystals. The Bimbo app was amazing. It could solve so many problems. Who invented it? How did it work? Did I even care? No, not really. It worked, that was all that mattered. The tension in my stomach grew and grew. What if one of the five guys I had sold the app to yesterday had already come to school? What if they left early, too? My stomach twisted in knots as the college's field came into view. I rushed down the fence and spotted the cheerleaders at practice on the field. They were going through their warm-ups, wearing their purple and gold uniforms. Their pleated skirts flared as they were doing high kicks. Maybe practicing them. The skirts were purple with gold bloomers beneath that gleamed. They had on purple, sleeveless tops trimmed in gold. They looked so gorgeous, and the hottest girl in school was out there.
Yes!
I hissed as I reached the gate into the field. It wasn't something that had to be opened, but was a natural break in the field to let people in and out.
Barbie Crest, you're mine.
Yay!
Tina cheered, blonde and sultry Barbie Crest. She had the hottest face. A lean and athletic body with perky tits. Slender and gorgeous, her skin with the perfect tan year-round. She was leading the cheer practice as we marched out on the field at them. It was her that spotted us first.
You disgusting pig!
The others all stopped and whirled around. The seven other members of the cheer squad turned around as she marched forward through them. Barbie Crest, the hottest girl in school, looked like she was about to tear my head off.
What the fuck is that, pig?
She hissed, glaring at me.
Goddamn, Eric!
You're already the creepiest guy in school, and now you're parading poor Tina around like that?
You tied her up? That's foul and loathsome.
Ugh, that's sick,
agreed Georgina, another blonde cheerleader. She folded her arms.
Let's kick that dweeb's ass,
hissed Ginger, a red-headed cheerleader. She sneered at me.
Tina's told us what you did to her. He tied me up and fucked me and made me cum and I loved it, and it was so amazing and he spurted his cummies in my pussy and my asshole and my mouth and my face and it was, oh, so awesomey and fantasticky.
Yay,
squealed Tina behind me.
You tied her up and raped her?
Barbie Crest hissed.
You foul, loathsome, disgusting piece of slimy toad shit.
I aimed my phone at her, the app open. I tapped the screen. Yes, and NO appeared on the screen.
Oh, film this,
she spat.
I don't care. I'll fucking kick your ass. And
I tapped yes and spent 81 bimbo crystals to make her into my fifth bimbo, dropping me down to 280 crystals.
Suck your big dick.
I'm the best at sucking dick. Ooh, ooh, I love sucking cocks, and aren't I cute? Barbie bounced around like an airhead, her skirt flipping up. I am just a cutie patootie with hot boobies and an ass.
Ooh, ooh, Eric, look at my cutie booty.
She turned around, bent over, and flipped up her skirt. Her golden bloomers hugged her rump. I groaned at the sight of them as she wiggled them back and forth. It was such a hot thing to witness. She was wiggling her rump at me. She slapped her rump. I have a cutie patootie booty. She squealed.
Yes, I do.
My ass is cute.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What the fuck? Gasped Nancy, a black-haired cheerleader. She stared dumbfounded.
Barbie.
Odette gasped. The black girl shook her head, her bleached blonde hair swaying around her face. What the fuck are you doing? Shaking my cutie booty. The bimbified cheerleader squealed. She spun around.
Ooh, ooh, look at my cutie titties. They're just adorable.
Yes, they are. She lifted up her top and her sports bra in a single go, her perky, round tits spilling out.
Cutie titty boobies.
So cute. I groaned, smiling at them.
Those are cute tits.
You are so fucking adorable, Barbie.
Yay.
She squealed and did a high kick that flashed her golden bloomers again.
This is insane.
Kimberly gasped. She had violet hair that fell in a bob.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're flashing Eric.
The dweeb perv.
He roofied her with his phone.
Michelle gasped, her black hair swaying around her shoulders.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Said PETA.
The Hispanic cheerleader glared at me.
This is some prank they're playing.
Barbie's in on this.
Why?
Demanded Odette. Why would she flash her tits to that dweeb?
Because he's my boyfriend and I love him and Barbie has cutie titty boobies and everyone should be flashing Eric because he's the most awesome-y and amaze-ball boyfriend in the whole wide world and that makes him just superpendous.
Squealed Tina, bouncing up and down with her wrists bound.
What the fuck is wrong with them both?
Asked Georgina, the blonde looking past me.
This is insane.
She glanced to the side.
Jamal, we need.
She trailed off.
Jamal, why is there a topless woman with you?
Because she's hot.
Said Jamal.
Figures you'd be here, Eric. I turned around to see the five guys that I had sold the app to. Jamal was at the lead, and he had a topless woman with him. She wore jogging shorts, her big boobs swaying from side to side. He aimed his phone at Georgina.
What is going on here?
Georgina asked.
Why?
She squealed.
Why aren't I topless?
I want to show my boobies too.
What?
Gasped Odette, backing up.
I've been waiting for this. Said Alex as he aimed his phone at Odette.
The black cheerleader squealed in delight. Then Alex shifted over to Michelle.
He bimbified her, too.
Rick claimed Michelle, Jet bimbified Ginger, and Brent seized Kimberly. PETA shook her head as all her other cheerleaders were ripping off their tops to flash their tits, too. They were all bouncing up and down, staring at the guy who had claimed them. Barbie had a huge smile on her lips.
What the fuck?
PETA asked as she backed up.
What is going on?
What did you do them?
This.
Alex said and claimed PETA. He had three cheerleaders bimbified.
Oh damn, it was worth holding back to get these three.
Come here, PETA, and show those titties too.
Okie dokie.
She gasped and skipped over to him, joining Odette and Michelle. The Hispanic girl flipped up her top and sports bra. She bounced before him with her fellow cheerleaders, her tits heaving with theirs.
God, I was glad I came here early.
Eric. Said Rick, glancing at me.
You should have charged us more, getting bimbos is fucking expensive.
How are you affording all of yours?
I'm just that good.
I said as I glanced at Barbie jiggling her boobs at me. She had this look of vapid excitement on her face as I stared at her boobs again.
Damn, get naked.
Let me see all of you.
Yes.
Barbie hissed. I'm just such a cutie patootie that you have to see every bit of my cutie booty and boobies and leggies and stomachies.
Did any of that make sense to her?
I didn't care because I had the hottest girl in school pulling her top and sports bra off all the way. She was my bimbo cheerleader. I snagged the best, and those five could have the rest. She shoved her skirt off, exposing those gold bloomers she wore. They had such a sparkle to them in the early morning sunlight. Barbie smiled at me with such vapid delight in her eyes. She was eager to strip it all off.
Just so ready to bear all. She peeled off the golden bloomers revealing she wore panties beneath.
A pair of black athletic panties with gray waistbands. She wiggled off those bloomers, her boobs swaying back and forth as she bent over.
My dick twitched in my jeans. The other cheerleaders were getting naked too.
Maybe to copy Barbie.
I don't know.
But the five guys were eager for it.
This was wild.
How long before every guy in attending my college had the app and was bimbifying the girls? This could spread fast.
Damn, that would be amazing.
And if every guy started getting a harem of girls, then there would be plenty of guys without them. Simps and cuckolds that would pay good money to enjoy the bimbos and provide for them. I grinned as Barbie worked off her panties next. She was shaved, of course, her pussy perfect. She didn't have tan lines, I realized.
That was hot.
She wiggled her hips, humming to herself as she slipped off her panties and stepped out of them.
Tada!
She squealed.
Look at me, Eric! Aren't I just so adorable?
She fluttered her green eyes at me, her eyelashes dark.
So fucking adorable.
I said.
And I mean that. I have to fuck you.
Get on your back right now, spread your legs, and beg for me to ram my big dick into your cunt.
Yes.
She thrust her arm up into the air like it was the greatest news she had ever heard, which only made my dick hotter.
I'm so adorable.
Yes, I am.
Just the mostest adorablest cutie there is. Daddy always said so.
Yay. I bet he did. I groaned as she sank to the grass, her round tits jiggling. I smiled in delight at how hot it was to see her on the ground. She squirmed on the grass as I fumbled at my jeans.
Shit, you're so fucking hot. I'm going to pound you.
Yay for me. She moaned as I dropped to my knees.
Now fuck my adorable pussy with your big dick.
Yay, Eric.
You can do it. You can fuck me and pound me and come in me.
Woot. I unzipped my and pulled out my cock. She squealed in delight as she stared at my dick. She licked her lips. She had a gorgeous mouth, and Tina was standing. I grinned at my girlfriend, her wrists bound by the leash before her. I snagged the end and pulled her closer. She smiled as she reached me.
Sit on her face.
I said.
She wants to lick your pussy.
I do? Asked Barbie. Oh, I must do because Eric said it, and he's so awesome and I'm so adorable and you're so cutie. Come sit on my face with your cutie pussy. You're the best boyfriend there is.
Tina moaned and did just that. She straddled Barbie's head. My red-headed bimbo girlfriend dropped to her knees and planted her pussy right on Barbie's face. Tina's eyes widened.
Ooh, 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 she's licking me. Of course she is.
I said, Tina's pink skirt hiding the fun. I grabbed Barbie's uniform, wadded her skirt and top up, and shoved it beneath the cheerleader's rump. As she happily munched away at my bimbo girlfriend's pussy, I lifted that rump so I could fuck that cunt with ease. Smiling, I pressed my cock into Barbie's juicy cunt. Right here on the field, I rubbed my cock up and down her pussy folds. I loved the silky, wet caress of her pussy lips. She moaned as she licked at Tina's cunt. This was so hot. Tina groaned, her face twisting in delight. I rammed my cock into Barbie's cunt. She squealed her passion as her juicy twat devoured my cock. I reveled in being in her pussy. Barbie Crest's hot cunt squeezed about my dick. I grinned. I felt like $1,000,000. Her legs wrapped around me as her snatch massaged my shaft. I bottomed out in her warmth.
Fuck me.
I breathed.
Okie dokie.
Squealed Tina. She started to rise, but I grabbed her shoulders and pushed her back down onto Barbie's mouth.
Keep riding her.
I told her.
You have to come on her mouth and drown her. That's what she wants so much. She wants you to drown her with all your pussy juices.
Well, the bimbo said.
Ooh, that sounds just amazeballs. You're so smart and awesomey and I love you oh, so much.
I grinned as she squealed and shuddered on Barbie's face. The cheerleader moaned, her pussy gripping my dick, as I drew back. I savored the massaging pressure on my cock. It was a wonderful thrill. I thrust back into her cunt, savoring her pussy squeezing around me. The others were enjoying their new cheerleaders. Tavon fucked Georgina on her hands and knees, the black guy's hands roaming over her body. The busted jogger was beside them frigging her pussy, her hand shoved down her shorts. Jet had the red-headed ginger riding his dick while Brent was getting a BJ from Kimberly. He held a handful of her purple hair. I didn't see the others, but there was lots of gasping and moaning happening around us.It was so hot. I gripped Barbie's hips and fucked her. Those cute tits of hers jiggled as I fucked her cunt. I pounded her pussy with hard strokes. I buried into her cunt again and again. I fucked her with such force. She squeezed her pussy down around my cock. She massaged me, held me tight. I loved it. I savored that passion as I fucked my dick to the hilt and her cunt over and over again. I groaned as I bottomed out in her pussy. She gasped out in delight as I pounded her pussy with hard strokes. She squeezed about me.
Yes, yes, yes.
She moaned, her pussy gripping my dick.
Just like that. Yay. Yay. Such a big dicky in my pussy. You're so lucky.
Whimpered Tina.
Ooh, ooh, lucky and nicey. That's my clitty clit. Yes, yes, keep licking me there. You're so nicey nice. You're so yummy and cutie.
Moaned Barbie, her voice muffled by all that hot cunt. I loved the sound as I fucked her pussy hard and fast. I buried into her snatch over and over again. I loved how she massaged me. I shuddered, my nuts tightening with each thrust into her pussy. I fucked her cunt hard and fast. I buried into her with such powerful strokes. She groaned, her twat squeezing about me. I shuddered, loving the pleasure of this moment. My dick speared to the hilt in her. I loved that. I shuddered, my face twisting in delight as the pressure in my nuts grew and grew. They smacked hard into the slut's pussy. The bimbo cheerleader moaned, her twat clamping down on me.
Fuck, you're going to make me come.
I groaned.
You want my jizz in you, don't you, Barbie? I do.
She moaned.
My adorable pussy wants all that yummy spunk in me. It's so yummy.
Groaned Tina.
Come in her. Love her like you love me.
I don't love any bimbo like I love you. I groaned.
You're my girlfriend, Tina. Right, right, right.
She threw back her head.
You love me, oh, so much.
She threw her arms in the air and ground her pussy on Barbie's face. I loved the pleasure crossing Tina's face. She slapped her hands together and spread them wide.
That's how much you love me.
Yes. I growled, slamming my cock to the hilt in Barbie's hot cunt. Her pussy gripped me, massaging the crown of my dick as I fucked away at her.
Yes, I do. I fucking love you that much, Tina. You're mine.
The words were true. I did love Tina. We used to be best friends before she got mad at me for watching porn and not making a move on her. She got angry. Bitter. But now that was all patched up. No other guy but me would enjoy her. I had locked her. Mom, my sister, and Tina were the only ones I didn't want guys to use. Other bimbos. They needed to be used to make me money. I would whore them out. They would be happy being sluts. I loved that as I fucked hard into Barbie's cunt. Her pussy clamped down on me. She massaged me with that amazing dick. I rose toward my orgasm.
Eric! Eric!
Gasped Tina.
I'm gonna come so yummy hard. Just gush juices and cream and passion and drown her. Yummy!
Moaned Barbie, her pussy clamping down on me.
Come on her.
I groaned, slamming my dick hard into the cheerleader's pussy.
Drown her with all your pussy cream. You can do it. I can do it.
She squealed as I thrust hard into that juicy cunt.
I'm coming.
Tina bucked, such joy crossing her cute face. Her red hair danced around her features as she came on Barbie's face. I loved watching my girlfriend tremble through her orgasm. Her nose twitched with delight. She quivered through all the rapture washing over her face. I loved the sight. She was so sexy. So hot. So perfect to watch. My dick twitched and throbbed as I pumped away at Barbie's cunt. The blonde bimbo clamped her twat around my dick and squealed out in delight as I buried into her.
Cummies!
The cheerleader moaned, her twat writhing around my dick.
Woot!
Yes.
I groaned as I drew back, reveling in her pussy writhing around my dick. She felt so amazing about me. So hot and delicious. She suckled at me with such fervent heat.
Fuck!
I buried back into her writhing cunt and erupted. I pumped my jizz into the bimbo cheerleader's snatch. I flooded her with blast after blast of cum. Her hot twat rippled around me. She suckled at me with such wild passion. Her pussy massaged me as I filled her with my seed. She moaned into Tina's cunt while Tina writhed through bliss. My redheaded girlfriend groaned, her face twisting in delight. She gasped out in passion, her head tossing back and forth. She looked so sexy there, just so hot. I groaned through all this ecstasy that slammed through my body. I shuddered, pumping her twat full of my cum again and again. I shuddered, my heart beating so fast as I filled her to the hilt with my spunk. I loved the way she milked me. She worked out the jizz from my nuts. It was an incredible rush. I loved every moment. Every blast of bliss. Stars twinkled before me as I pumped her full of my spunk. She squealed in delight, her pussy rippling around me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so good. Yummy cummies.
Tina moaned, her body trembling.
I'm drowning her in cummy creams.
I just groaned, my cock erupting again and again. I pumped all that spunk I had into her pussy. I loved the way that she rippled around me. She suckled at me with all that passion. It was an incredible delight to flood her. She worked out the last of my cum. I hit that amazing peak. Tina shuddered, her clasped hands swaying before her. She smiled this big grin and leaned in to kiss me. Her lips melted on mine as she finished shuddering on Barbie's mouth. I felt amazing. My heart pounded a million beats a minute as I kissed Tina. My tongue thrust into her mouth. She whimpered as I swirled it around in her. I loved how she did that. I enjoyed every second of this. Every last moment of kissing her as Barbie's cunt rippled around me. The other cheerleaders squealed as they came on the other guy's dicks. I didn't care. I had my own bimbos to play with. I wanted to enjoy more of Barbie. I needed to savor every bit of the slut. I broke the kiss with Tina and ripped my cock out of Barbie's cunt. My dick dripped such juices. It was fantastic. I smiled at Tina. She gave me this questioning look.
Lie down on your back.
I said.
You're going to have Barbie sit on your face. How does that sound? Super duper awesome-y.
Squealed Tina.
You're the bestest best boyfriend in the world. I love you oh so much.
I smiled as she slid off Barbie's face, the cheerleader dripping in cum. She licked her lips and stared up at me with this vacant look on her face. I loved how she grinned at me. She was such a hottie. I loved it so much.
Okay.
I told her.
You just have to sit on Tina's face and she's going to lick all my cum out of your adorable pussy. It's super biggie adorable.
Moaned Tina.
Yes it is.
I groaned as the cheerleader sat up with such athletic ease. She turned and crawled to Tina. She threw her leg over my girlfriend's face and planted her pussy right on Tina's mouth. My girlfriend licked and lapped at that cream pie with such enthusiasm. I smiled at the sight. Bimbos were so sexy. And my dick was so hard. Soaked in Barbie's pussy cream, too. I just had to fuck her in the ass. That would complete this. It would be perfect to just ram my cock into her asshole and fuck her hard. I moved behind Barbie, staring at her tan rump. She clenched her butt cheeks as she smeared her hot pussy on Tina's face. I smiled as I moved in behind Barbie, so eager to just ram my cock onto her asshole. I pressed into her crack, her ass cheeks massaging the tip. I moved it down and down to her asshole. I was eager to fuck her. I bet she would have an amazing asshole. Maybe I should make her into an anal lover bimbo. I didn't have one of those yet. Yeah, and I could make Mrs. Juarez into an oral lover bimbo. Then I would have all the types covered. Perfect. I thrust my pussy lube dick against Barbie's asshole. She gasped as I drilled into her, her back arching. She was so limber. I hugged her and cupped her breasts. I squeezed them as she quivered there. She whimpered as I massaged her wonderful tits. Her anal ring widened and widened. I popped into her bowels. I sank into her asshole. It was an incredible rush to sink into her asshole. She felt so amazing around my dick as I pushed deeper and deeper into her bowels. She squeezed her flesh down on me. I loved it so much.
Oh yes, yes.
She moaned.
Oh wow, that's so goody good in my booty butt. I love it. I love it oh, so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I groaned as I sank deeper into her anal sheath until I bottomed out in her.
How is your pussy feeling? Just wondrous.
She gasped, clamping her bowels down on my dick.
Tina's licking and lapping and fluttering and teasing and making me feel so wondrous. She's so nicey. I love how nicey she is to my pussy.
Good. I groaned and drew back my cock.
You just have all the orgasms you want. My bimbos get to come. And you're mine.
Yours, yours, yours. She squealed as I fucked back into her asshole. I ran to the hilt in her bowels.
Woot. Go, Eric, go. Fuck my cutie booty with your big dick.
I groaned, loving her enthusiasm. I fucked her hard and fast. I buried my cock to the hilt in her again and again. I loved how fantastic she was. I trembled, the pleasure burning through me. I felt amazing as I fucked her bowels, my nuts swelling with the pressure. I pounded her asshole with force, reveling in buggering the cheerleader. She squeezed her anal sheath around me. I groaned, savoring every moment of burying into her bowels. She was mine to use as I saw fit. That was such a rush.
I own this adorable ass,
I groaned, burying into her.
Yes, yes, yes,
she gasped, squeezing her bowels down around me.
You do. You do, do, do.
I gripped her perky tits, massaging the cheerleader's lovely boobs as I fucked her anal sheath with force. The pressure swelled at the tip of my cock. The need to come swelled in my balls. I slammed into her, hurtling toward that awesome moment. Tina's legs twitched as she feasted on Barbie's cunt. My bimbo girlfriend devoured my cum out of my bimbo cheerleader's cunt. It was such a hot concept. I loved this. I reveled in owning this hot ass. I controlled this tan slut.
Who owns you, Barbie?
I groaned, hammering her bowels.
You do. You do. You do.
She gasped, her asshole squealing about my dick.
You're the bestest best owner an adorable cutie can need.
That's fucking right. I groaned and nibbled on her ear.
I'm your owner. You'll do what I say and love it. Lovey dove dove love it.
She squealed and turned her head. She kissed me over her shoulder. I groaned, making out with my bimbo slut. Her bowels clamped down on my dick. I loved that hot friction. I slammed to the hilt into her anal sheath. She squealed as her velvety flesh convulsed around my cock. She came. Tina gasped as Barbie drowned the redhead in pussy cream. I groaned into the kiss with the bimbo cheerleader as her bowels suckled at my cock. I drew back my dick, loving her writhing around me, and buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. I erupted. I broke the kiss and growled.
Take my cum, slut! Take it where?
She moaned, her asshole writhing around my dick.
In your ass, you bimbo whore!
I squeezed her boobs as I unloaded more and more of my cum in her bowels.
In that cute ass!
She gasped and giggled as she did just that. Her anal sheath rippled around my dick. She suckled at me. Her hot flesh nursed at my cock. I loved how she convulsed around me. The pleasure surged through my body as I erupted into her asshole over and over again. She wrung me dry with her hot bowels. I groaned, spurting a final time into her anal sheath. A big smile spread on my lips as she worked the cum from my anal sheath. She felt amazing about me. I loved that delight. I had such plans for her. I ripped my dick out of her asshole and rose, my cock bobbing.
Suck my dick clean now, bimbo slut.
I groaned.
Ooh, ooh, yummy.
She squealed and turned around, so she now sat on Tina's face in the other way. Tina just kept licking, her bound hands between her thighs. She rubbed at her cunt as the slutty Barbie opened wide and swallowed my dirty dick with a wanton sigh.
Come on,
said Jet.
Mom and Kelly are back home waiting for us.
Ooh, ooh, fun,
Ginger said, the redhead bounding to her feet.
Love this app,
Jamal said as he strutted off with Georgina and his jogger. He was heading home, too.
Had he bimbified his mom?
Got a pair of hot sisters waiting for me,
said Rick.
I bimbified my brother's hot girlfriend and her sister. Then he got pissed, and now he's a cuck. Can you believe that shit?
I can't,
I said as Barbie worked her mouth up and down my dirty dick. I groaned as Barbie suckled with such passion, her blonde hair swaying around her face. Her green eyes stared up at me. They twinkled with delight as she danced her tongue around my cock. Pleasure shot down my shaft. It felt amazing. I loved how she did that. How she polished my pole with that hot mouth of hers. It was fantastic how much enthusiasm she put into it. I groaned as she worked her mouth up and down my pole.
That's it,
I groaned.
Just blow that dick.
Fuck, you're going to get a mouthful of cum.
I bet she is,
said Brent as he walked off with Kimberly. The slut had cum dripping down her face and splattered in her purple hair.
You're all right, Eric. Thanks for this.
My sister and her best friend make such perfect bimbos. Dad enjoyed them with me. Gave me the money to pick up Kimberly.
Have fun,
I said. Sharing with his dad? I suppose that was one way to do it. My dad would love this app. Maybe I should look him up. He'd be proud of me if I showed him what I'd done to Mom. Damn, that thought made my dick ache even more. Barbie kept working her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with such passion. She nursed with all her might on me. She was just a dirty, dirty whore. I loved that so much about her. She polished my cock, her tongue sweeping around it. Tina whimpered, rubbing at her cunt as she devoured Barbie's pussy. The slut moaned around my cock, squirming and grinding her shaved cunt on my bimbo girlfriend's face. This was so hot. So wild. I slid my fingers through Barbie's hair. She stared up at me. She suckled on me with her passionate mouth. She worked those lips up and down my cock. She suckled on me with force. She nursed on me with such passion. I loved it. Her tongue swept around my dick.
Fuck, that's good,
I groaned.
You know that? You're driving me wild.
She winked at me. I trembled, enjoying her mouth working up and down my cock. She took more and more of my dick. It was a wild experience. I loved every second of it. The heat built and built in me. The need to come grew and grew.
You're going to get such a mouthful of cum, Barbie,
I groaned.
Just my Barbie fucktoe.
She moaned and suckled harder.
Damn.
The pressure grew in my nuts. Her warm mouth slid up and down my dick. She bobbed her head with such enthusiasm, her blonde hair swaying around her tanned face. Her green eyes stared up at me devoid of any real thought, just a bimbo whore loving her owner's cock. It was perfect.
Fuck!
I groaned as I erupted. I fired my cum into the back of Barbie's throat. The bimbo gulped it down, her green eyes shining with such joy. She swallowed with such passion as she nursed at my dick. It felt incredible to have her working her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled on me with all this passion. All this enthusiasm. It was fantastic to enjoy. A real thrill to dump my cum into her mouth. The pleasure slammed into my mind. Stars burst across my vision as she swallowed every drop of spunk that I had in my balls. She squealed as she did. I bet she was coming right now. Just drowning Tina a second time. I groaned as I pumped the last of my jizz into the bimbo slut's mouth. She gulped down every last drop. Such a good bimbo. I was feeling amazing as I pulled my cock out of the whore's mouth and said, "Stand up, turn around, and thrust that cute ass at me."
"Yes, Eric."
She gasped, my cum running down her chin. She hopped up to her feet to show a writhing Tina coming on her own fingers, her face soaked in pussy cream. The tangy aroma of her pussy filled my nose. Such a heady scent. I loved it. She turned around and bent over, wiggling her rump at me. I pulled up pants and boxers. In my pocket, I found the magic marker I had slipped into them. I pulled it out and wrote on her ass. "Slut for rent. BJ $25, cunt $50, and anal $100, Venmo me." I wrote down my Venmo info. I checked my phone. She had hit level 1. So I picked the anal lover bimbo from the options and started her down that path. I wished I had time to fuck her asshole again, but I had plans. I led my sluts back to the school, leaving Alex behind with the three cheerleaders he had bimbified. He looked so happy lying there as they sucked on his cock, each one passing it back and forth while he groaned in delight. I took Barbie to the school. Classes were about to start. I brought her to the boys' bathroom. Guys were moving in and out. They gasped at the sight of the naked Barbie. They watched her as I pointed to the end. "Just kneel there," I said. "And let the boys who pay fuck you. They'll see how adorable you are and just have to use you."
"Okay, Eric," she squealed.
"Yay.
I love being seen."
She dropped to her knees and wiggled her rump with the instructions. Guys were glancing at me in shock.
"You pay, you get to fuck her."
I walked out of there with Tina in tow, her wrists still bound. It was hot leading her around. The boys were groaning. My phone got its first notification. The money was coming in. That was perfect. I smiled, loving this. I headed to Mrs. Juarez's classroom. It wasn't my first class since I had her for my last, but I didn't care. I wanted to make my sexy physics teacher mine. I reached it, and walked in just as she was starting her lesson. She was up front with a diagram of a laser bouncing off some mirrors and LIGO written above it. She stood before it, a stunning MILF with wavy brown hair and big boobs that filled out her light blue blouse. She had the most delicious golden brown skin and a perfect face. She was married to the beefy gym teacher, but I wasn't afraid of him. If he objected, well, the app would take care of him.
"Okay, we're going to talk about how lasers are being used to prove the existence of black holes and prove Einstein's theory of gravity waves, one of the last proofs of general relativity that had eluded scientists for 70.
She blinked.
"Oh, Eric, what are you doing here? Just had to make you into my bimbo,"
I said as I walked up to the gorgeous teacher. I aimed the phone at her and tapped yes to confirm. It cost 243 bimbo crystals for my sixth, an astonishing amount of money. I was down to 37, but she gasped in delight, all the intelligence melting from her. She jumped up and down on her heels and clapped her hands together. I reached her, pulled her to me, and kissed her as the class gasped in shock. The Bimbo Ab09 selling the bimbo teacher's hot mouth. Eric Murphy. I felt so powerful as I stood in Mrs. Juarez's class. I had just spent 243 bimbo crystals to get my sixth slut. My physics teacher. I just marched into her first class, eager to claim her. I didn't want one of the other guys who had the app to get her. She was so hot. So sexy. She was always so nice to me. God, she was a Latina hottie. A sexy, married woman that just needed to be fucked. She had lips made for sucking cock. My dick was so hard for her. I felt so powerful. The app could let me get away with anything. I had 37 crystals left over and had left my newest bimbo pulling tricks in the bathroom. Barbie Crest would be making me money to get more crystals. That was how you had to do this. It was a game, right? A game that used real women. I had to get them to make me money so I could get more crystals and get more bimbos. Or to upgrade them. It was awesome. This bimbo app violated the laws of physics and reality, and I did not give a shit.
"Eric,"
Mrs. Juarez said, this empty-headed gleam in her eyes. "You're not in this class." Her eyes widened.
Wait, is it last period already?"
She glanced at the clock.
"Oh no, I think the big arm needs to be there, and the littler arm needs to be there. Wait, I'm so confused."
"That's okay, Mrs. Juarez," I said, the entire class staring at us in shock. I didn't know many of them, they were an advanced class, in the year ahead of me.
"You know what, you just strip naked, and everything will feel okay. How does that sound? Ooh, I love being all naked and nude and naked."
She grinned at me. "You're such a cutie, Eric. So cute and handsome and nice.
So smarty handsome."
She ruffled my hair then started peeling off her blouse. The classroom stared at me in shock. Guys and girls both just looked on dumbfounded as their college physics teachers stripped off her top. Her wavy brown hair spilled around her face as she threw her blouse onto the desk. Her big, golden brown titties were held in this soft, gray bra. It was almost like a corset, lifting her boobs up with a thick band that went around her torso. It had no straps, but it did have a zipper between her tits that I shot in my hand out and said, "Let me get that, Mrs. Juarez."
"Oh, so sweet."
She cooed and rubbed her hand through my hair.
"You are. So sweetie and handsomey and smarty. You know how wetty you make my pussy."
She flicked her tongue.
"What?"
A girl gasped in shock.
"Pee pussy?"
"And Mrs. Juarez.
Shit, he's taking her bra off,"
groaned another guy.
"What the fuck is going on here?"
"The app?" Another guy groaned.
"You're that dweeb from the TikTok video. Holy shit, it's real."
I drew down the zipper as they talked. The one guy who burst out about the app just darted out of the classroom. Maybe off to download and go get his perfect bimbo.
I didn't care.
When I drew the zipper all the way down, the corset bra sprang open. Every guy groaned as her perfect tits spilled out. The best tits on any teacher at our college. I groaned as they just fell into my hands. I cupped them, my pale skin kneading her golden brown flesh. She had such dark brown nipples. Fat and suckable. I squeezed them, savoring having my sexy teacher's boobs in my hands.
"Eric,"
she cooed.
"Ooh, you like my biggie titties. They're so biggie and soft and your hands feel so goody on them. You're so nice. I lovey-dovey this. See? See?"
I ducked my head down and suckled on a nipple. I just engulfed my bimbo's fat, dark brown nub in my lips and nursed on her. She groaned as I did that. Her hands slid through my hair. She caressed me as I nibbled on her bud. I loved the feel of her in my mouth. This was so exciting. She felt so wonderful in my mouth. I nibbled on her nub while everyone was just staring in shock. I loved it. My dick was so hard. This was so hot.
"He's just sucking on her nipple,"
a girl whimpered.
"What the hell is going on?"
another said.
"Mrs. Juarez is fucking stacked,"
a guy groaned.
"Shit, this is hot. You are my hero. How did you do that, man? How did you make her into your slut?"
"Slut,"
a girl snapped.
"That's our teacher. Teacher who's cooing like a slut and letting him do what he wants to her,"
the guy retorted.
"Fuck, that's hot. You're such a slut, Mrs. Juarez."
"Oh, that's so sweetie to say,"
whimpered Mrs. Juarez as I nursed on her nipple.
"You get a Goldie Star, AJ."
"Yes, you do.
A Goldie Star and so do you, Eric. You're so nicey to my nipple. Ooh, let's all practice nipple suckling."
"Yes,"
the boys groaned.
"No,"
the girl shrieked. I didn't care. I just squeezed those big boobs and suckled on her breasts. I owned Mrs. Juarez. She was mine to fuck. To prostitute. To enjoy. Six bimbos. It was so hot. I suckled on her while my girlfriend bimbo stood nearby. She was squeezing her boobs through her blouse, ignored by everyone who was just so shocked by what their teacher was doing. Several phones were aimed up at us. That was perfect. Let the world see what I had done. The bimbo app would make them all understand.
"Come suck on a nipple, Tina,"
I said, glancing at my girlfriend.
"Ooh, yay, nipples,"
squealed Tina. My red-headed bimbo darted in and ducked her head down. She latched onto the other nub. She suckled with such passion, while Mrs. Juarez moaned even louder.
"Tina! Tina! Eric! Tina!"
the bimbo milf moaned. Her voice echoed through the classroom.
"I carambai!"
I loved it. This was so hot. My dick was hard as I rock. I kept nibbling on her nipple while Tina suckled nearby. Everyone was watching. That just made this even hotter. My hand slid down Mrs. Juarez's hips to her skirt. I pushed down on her skirt and shoved off the miniskirt. This was just perfect. She shuddered as I did that. The guys groaned as I unveiled her panties. I couldn't see them, but I could feel them. They were satin and smooth. My hands roamed over her ass, feeling her plump booty through the material. Her panties hugged her like a glove. I slid around the waistband, nibbling on her bush. Girls were muttering. Guys were groaning. This was so wild. I pushed my hand down the front of Mrs. Juarez's panties and felt the thick bush beneath. She wasn't shaved at all.
"Oh, Eric! Eric! Tina!"
whimpered the MILF as I rubbed at her pussy through her panties, her juices bleeding through the sleek material.
"Ooh, my pussy is feeling so wetty. That's because you're all stimulating me. Ooh, sending all the naughty signals through my simpany nervous system. Yes, yes, just tingly-wingly all my little nerves. Just making them all sparky arc. Yes, you are. And that's shooting all to my brain. That's where we all feel good. Our brains. Ooh, ooh, stimulate my brains.
Amy Dalla loves it."
"Amy Dalla?
Wait, amygdala?
Yes, yes, Amy Dalla loves what you're doing to my pussy and my nippies and my kono. Me kono wetty wet wet. I have a wet concus. A wet kanija. Such a wetty wet gatito. Ooh, ooh, I lovey dove it."
I slid my hand up the front of her panties and pressed my fingers into her waistband. I entered her panties and found her thick, silky bush. I pushed through the forest of curls. She grew wetter until I found her pussy. I cupped her concus, as she called it. Her kono. What a sexy name for a cunt. Kono. It sounded hot. I massaged her kono, my finger sliding up and down her pussy's slit. Her juices soaked my fingers. I found the entrance to her cunt and thrust into them. She moaned,
her hand grabbing the back of my head as I fingered her.
Best fucking physics class ever.
A guy groaned.
I think you're right.
A girl whimpered. I love the audience as I fingered my bimbo teacher's cunt. I thrust my digits into her wet, married depths. I couldn't wait to slide my dick into her snatch. To fuck her hard with my thick shaft. I would pound her until she squealed out in ecstasy. But first, I wanted to finger her. She whimpered, her cunt clamping down on my fingers. She cooed in that delicious and breathy way. Tina happily suckled on her other nipple. My bimbo girlfriend slurped as she nursed the wet sound she made so hot.
I carambai! That's so goody good. My kono feels so assombrosai. Just so wet and juicy and wet. Your fingers are so nicey nice in my concus.
I ripped my mouth off her nipple, my fingers thrusting into her cunt hard and fast. I rubbed at her clit as I stared into her eyes.
You going to come like a slut for me, Mrs. Juarez?
See? She squealed.
Like a puta. A putai slut.
I kissed her. She moaned, her lips working on mine. I loved the feel of them on me. I thrust my fingers into her cunt again and again. I fingered her twat with passion, my thumb massaging her clit. I rubbed her button in slow circles as her kono gripped my digits. Her snatch held me tight. Her juices dripped out of her cunt and ran over my knuckles. Her creamy cunt held my digits. I thrust them in and out of her fast as I kissed her. Tina kept suckling at her nipple. The MILF bimbo whimpered, her tongue dancing with mine.
He's going to make her come.
A girl whimpered.
Oh my god, what is going on? Twilight Zone, baby. This is some straight up Jordan Peele shit. This is Twilight porn, man. The parody of it.
I want to finger her cunt.
I want to finger your pussy, Mrs. Juarez. Who is that lucky fucker?
Groaned a guy.
Shit.
I drank in all their attention as I thrust my fingers hard into Mrs. Juarez's pussy. She groaned, her kono clamping down hard on my digits. She held me with that tight concus. She whimpered, her tongue dancing with mine. She moaned into the kiss as I rubbed so hard at her clit. I massaged her butt with my thumb. I worked her clit in fast circles, wanting to make her explode. I pushed on her pearl, polishing her. She whimpered, her cunt clamped down on my digits. Mrs. Juarez exploded. She squealed and broke the kiss, gasping.
See? 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 Eric is a studly stud. Mi kono.
Her cunt writhed around my fingers. She suckled at me with her hot twat. I loved the way her concus spasmed around my digits. She soaked my hands with her pussy juices. The spicy aroma of her twat filled my nose. I reveled in it. I savored that hot aroma. I breathed it in, loving the scent of her. I savored the feel of her cunt spasming around my digits. She was such a sexy thing. Her twat suckled at my digits. She wanted my cock. Needed my dick. I ripped my fingers out and dropped to my knees. She moaned, her boobs bouncing. She babbled in Spanish as I grabbed the gray, satin waistband of her panties. The fabric had a dark gleam from her juices, her crotch soaked. Her spicy cream dribbled down her thighs. I yanked them down and exposed her black bush dripping with her pussy cream. Her juices spilled down her thighs. It was such a sexy thing to see. I licked my lips, loving the sight of her silky curls beating with her pussy cream. I ducked my head in, nuzzling into her cunt, and licked at her coming pussy.
I carambai!
She squealed.
My studly stud is licking at my pussy! Ooh, ooh, that's so good! Eric! Eric! You're my smarty stud! I love you! Mi linda amante! Yes, yes, yes!
I loved the taste of her pussy. I licked up her cream for a moment. Then I pulled my face from her cunt. The spicy flavor lingered in my mouth as I stood. She quivered there, Tina sucking at her nipple, her free tit jiggling.
Bend over the desk, Mrs. Juarez,
I said, my hand unfastening my pants.
It's time to get fucked.
Tina ripped her mouth off and squealed.
Yay. I love being fucked by Eric. He's the bestest best. I love you, dove love him so much.
He's my boyfriend.
Yay. He's my boyfriend too.
Mrs. Juarez squealed.
Mi amante.
She giggled.
I'm a cheaty wife now. I'm cheaty on my hubby with my boyfriend.
Yay.
Yes, you fucking are.
I groaned, shoving down my pants. I smacked her on the rump.
Now bend over the desk and beg me to fuck that wet kono, slut.
Yes, Eric. She moaned.
A cheaty wife wants her smarty amante to fuck her into the cunt.
The guys and girls were all staring in shock and envy and lust. Their expressions were all so different. Everyone was filming as Mrs. Juarez bent over her desk. It was narrow enough that her head was sticking out over the other side while I stared at her plump ass. Tina was bouncing with eagerness that I shoved down my boxers. My cock popped out. A few of the girls groaned.
Did they find my cock exciting?
I had no idea. I slapped it down on Mrs. Juarez's rump. She squealed in delight. The bimbo wife loved it.
I'm a cheaty wife.
She sang.
Yes, I am. A cheaty wife wet for her amante's biggie dick. Eric. Eric. I love you, Eric. Fuck my cheaty kono hard.
I smiled and slid my dick down her butt crack to her pussy. I nuzzled into her silky curls. I loved the feel of her rubbing along the tip of my cock. Her cunt lips kissed me a moment later. I gripped her hips and thrust into her married kono. Her juicy snatch engulfed my cock. I loved the feel of her pussy about me. She had such an amazing snatch. It felt so awesome having her around me. I groaned,
savoring that wet snatch gripping me. Her twat held me. It was fantastic. I wanted to fuck her. To pound the married bimbo hard. She whimpered, her twat clamping down on me as she squirmed. I stroked her golden brown back, loving finally being in her. There was just one more woman I really lusted for. I would need so many bimbo crystals to get that hot wife who did yoga in her backyard every afternoon.
You love me, right, Mrs. Suarez?
I asked.
You're my cutie lover.
She moaned.
Me Linda Amante.
Then I want you to open your mouth wide. I said. Because I'm charging $25 for any of you guys to have her suck your dick off as I fuck her. I wanted to charge more, but they were poor college kids. The guys all stared at me in shock.
$25, and you'll get your dick sucked by Mrs. Suarez.
I said, my dick throbbing in her cunt. She's the hottest teacher here. You know. It was a stampede. The guys burst forward and rushed up at me. The first one reached there was a beefy joke. He was already unbuckling his pants. He held his phone up with his other hand. It took a moment for him to Venmo me the money, then he slid his cock into her mouth. He groaned as she happily suckled on him. Her pussy gripped my rod as I drew back. I loved how she held me. Her hot cunt massaged my dick. Pleasure shot down my shaft. I slammed back into her. The guy grunted as she nursed on him. I pumped away at her, her butt cheeks jiggling as I savored being in my bimbo teacher's hot cunt. She squeezed about me as she suckled on the dick in her mouth. She nursed with such passion.
Holy shit.
The jock groaned.
Holy fucking shit, Mrs. Suarez. Fuck.
He threw back his head and grunted. He was coming already. Mrs. Suarez gulped down his cum as I fucked her juicy cunt. I nursed at her, as she swallowed more and more of his jizz. He let out one more groan then pulled his dick out of her mouth.
Yummy cummy!
Squealed Mrs. Suarez as I churned up her cunt.
Cummy is so yummy!
Whimpered Tina.
You can suck my cock!
An Asian guy with glasses said.
You, I only suck my boyfriend's dicky!
Tina said, shaking her hand and blanching.
I'll suck your dicky!
Whimpered Mrs. Suarez.
I love cocks! Cocks in my mouth! Then they come! Yummy yum yum! $25.
I groaned, slamming into her. The Asian guy sent me the money and slammed his cock into her mouth. He groaned as she suckled on him. He fucked her mouth as I pounded her cunt. I slammed hard into her, the pressure growing in my swinging nuts. This was the life. I loved this. I savored burying my dick into her cunt. Her pussy gripped me. She held me tight. I loved how awesome it was to have her gripping me with her twat. She held me tight with her cunt. It was fantastic. Just a wonderful delight to have her gripping my dick. I pounded her hard. Fast. I loved how she gripped my shaft. She whimpered around the Asian's guy cock while Tina squirmed beside me.
You can masturbate.
I told my girlfriend.
Rub that pussy, just keep your skirt on.
Yay. She squealed and shoved her hand up beneath her skirt.
My pussy is so wet. Ooh, ooh, I love you, Eric. I love you, oh, so much.
She frigged her cunt beneath her skirt, such a happy expression on her face. Bimbos were always so happy. I gave that to them. I freed them from all the problems. They could just have orgasms and be full of empty-headed joy. I slammed hard into Mrs. Suarez's pussy. She squeezed down on me. Her kono massaged the crown of my dick. I groaned, the pressure in my nuts building and building. I would have such a huge orgasm and fill her cunt with my jizz.
Oh, well.
Groaned the Asian guy. He pushed up his glasses as he pumped his cock in and out of the MILF's mouth.
She's sucking so hard. She loves it.
She's a bimbo. I groaned, plowing to the hilt in her pussy. I fucked her hard. I buried deep into her snatch. I loved how she gripped me. She held me with that tight cunt. She massaged me with it, bringing me closer and closer to coming. I loved how she held me. She massaged me with that wonderful snatch. I loved the feel of Mrs. Suarez's pussy around my dick. I slammed into her snatch, my nuts slapping into her bush. She whimpered around his cock, sucking so hard. Tina whimpered beside me. She made the cutest sounds as she frigged herself. She stared at me fucking my newest bimbo. I winked at Tina, burying my dick into Mrs. Suarez's twat. She held me in that tight kono. She massaged me with that hot cunt.
Ooh.
Whimpered Tina.
My fingers are so naughty in my pussy. I'm gonna cummy cum.
Yay.
Yeah, you are.
I groaned.
And so is Mrs. Slut here. Mrs. Pewter's gonna just come so hard on my dick.
Smack, I slapped her on the rump, loving the stinging feel of spanking Mrs. Suarez's butt cheek. Her cunt gripped me. She held me tighter, moaning around the Asian guy's cock. I pumped away at her, rising toward my orgasm. I would burst a huge load in her cunt. Her pussy gripped me. I loved the way she held me. I slammed to the hilt in her cunt. She whimpered around the dick in her mouth. She suckled so hard on him as I buried my cock to the hilt in her snatch. She slurped on the other guy. She sucked his dick like a good bimbo slut. A pewter wife nursing on his shaft while my rod churned up her married twat.
Fuck!
I groaned.
Shit, Mrs. Suarez.
The Asian guy groaned. His face contorted.
Yes!
She squealed as he dumped his cum in her mouth. She gulped it down, her pussy clamping down on my cock. I buried into her snatch, my nuts aching. I drew back. Her kono massaging me with those wet and silky walls. As I drove back into her snatch, her cunt went wild around my cock. She had her orgasm. She climaxed, spasming around me. I groaned as she did that.
I savored her twat rippling and writhing around my cunt. She had such a hot pussy.
Fuck yes, Mrs. Juarez.
I groaned and erupted in her cheating cunt. Her pussy rippled around my dick. She suckled at me with such passion as I spilled my jizz into her. The Asian guy flooded her mouth. It was so hot. She moaned, her twat convulsing about my erupting dick.
Goddamn, you're such a slut.
I groaned as I pumped my jizz into her twat. It was such an amazing rush to have her nursing at my cock.
Yes.
The Asian guy groaned. I grinned, loving that pleasure surging over my mind. Stars danced across my vision as I pumped blast after blast of jizz into her twat. She drained my balls of that load. I grunted with each eruption. I flooded her with all my spunk. The heat rushed through me. Stars danced across my vision. I loved every second of dumping my cum into her twat. I shuddered, her twat suckling at me. She nursed at me with all that hot flesh. I suckled in a deep breath, grinning from ear to ear.
Damn.
I groaned.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah.
Groaned the Asian guy. He pulled out of her mouth.
Oh, Ken, that was such yummy nummy cum you had.
She happily said. And my boyfriend Amante lover fucked my cono so hard. Just filled me with all his seed.
Yay.
I'm a cheaty puta slut.
Yes, you are.
I groaned, pulling my cock out of her cunt. I slid it up to her asshole. And cheating puta sluts love it up the ass, don't they?
They do?
She cooed.
Yes, yes, they do.
Fuck my ass. A la mirada mi linda y culo. I pressed my cock against her asshole as a skinny guy came up and sent me $25 over Venmo. He shook his cock at Mrs. Juarez. She squealed and swallowed his dick with such eagerness. I smiled and thrust my rod against her backdoor. Her anal ring widened and widened. Tina whimpered by me, watching with her hot, green eyes. Her red hair swayed around her face as she kept fingering her cunt. I loved her watching my cock drilling against our bimbo teacher's asshole. Mrs. Juarez moaned so loudly around the skinny guy's dick. She suckled hard on him as her asshole swallowed my cock. I slid into the wonderful heaven of her anal sheath. I loved that hot backdoor devouring my dick. It was an awesome treat to slide into her. She groaned, sucking hard on the cock in her mouth. She turned her head, her curly, brown hair swaying. I sank deeper into her velvety bowels. The entire class was watching. Girls were squirming. A group of guys was talking in the corner. The Asian guy was at the heart of it. Were they trying to figure out my secret? It wouldn't stay one for long. Soon, every girl in this school would be bimbified. I was glad I got the ones I wanted now. I savored the thrill of having the app and my sluts. Fuck her hiney. Squealed my bimbo girlfriend.
Yes, yes, fuck her hiney so hearty hard.
I winked at Tina and drew back my cock. Mrs. Juarez squealed around the skinny guy's dick. She suckled so hard on him. I loved it. This was hot. I buried back into her asshole. I slammed deep into her bowels, reveling in this moment. I fucked her bowels with force. I slammed deep and hard into her anal sheath. She groaned, her flesh clamping down on me. I loved how she gripped me. How she held me. It was such a treat to fuck her like this. I pumped away at her hard. Fast. I slammed to the hilt in her bowels. She gripped my dick with her hot flesh, my nuts slapping into her taint. I savored fucking her while making money off her. It was the best thing in the world.
Oh shoot, Mrs. Juarez.
The skinny guy groaned.
Fuck yes.
He bucked and came. It must have been his first blowjob. That was why I was lasting longer. I had bimbos. I had been fucking all night. I rammed hard into Mrs. Juarez's bowels, her anal sheath gripping my dick as she swallowed her third student's cum. The teacher prostitute worked her gullet. She swallowed every drop of it. She was clearly so eager for it. This was such a hot treat. I loved it so much as I fucked her. Skinny guy stepped back and a black guy rushed up.
Shit.
He groaned as he fished out his dark shaft. Oh shit, I have to have her suck me. You take PayPal.
Sure.
I said and told him my number. My phone dinged and his cock vanished into her mouth. She suckled on him hard as I pounded her velvety asshole. She suckled hard on him. She nursed with all her might on his dick. I loved the sound she made as I buggered her ass. I fucked her hard. Fast. I plowed into her again and again. I loved the way her asshole massaged me. My nuts tightened again. I was eager to dump another load of jizz into her. I wanted to just shower her anal sheath and cum. That would be so hot. I loved using my bimbo teacher. The black guy groaned. This is amazing. Her mouth feels so hot around my dick.
I know.
I grunted. How did you do it? How did you make her like this? I winked at him and slammed hard into Mrs. Juarez's bowels. I reveled in her bowels holding me tight. She gripped me with her wonderful asshole. She held me tight with her bowels. She gripped me. Massaged me. I shuddered, building toward another amazing orgasm.
Yay.
Squealed Tina, bucking beside me.
Yay.
Cummies. She shook through her orgasm, her head thrown back. Her moans resounded through the classroom as I fucked Mrs. Juarez's asshole hard and fast. I thrust into her again and again. I pounded her with everything that I had. I fucked her with passion. I pounded her bowels with such force. I loved this. I savored every stroke into her anal sheath. It was such a wondrous moment to fuck her like this. Such an amazing treat to pound her bowels. She whimpered as I fucked her. She groaned as I slammed into her anal sheath again and again. I loved how her bowels gripped me.
She held me tight as I thrust into her over and over again. She whimpered as I buggered her with force.
Yes, yes, yes.
The black guy moaned. Oh my god, that's so good. I'm going to dump my cum in your mouth. She moaned around his dick, sucking so hard.
Yeah, she wants it.
I groaned, burying to the hilt in her bowels. My dick was so close to erupting. She wants your jizz. She's a fucking puta. A hot wife slut that just can't get enough of sucking dicks and being ass fucked. The bimbo teacher groaned as I said that. I plowed into her anal sheath and she whimpered. Her bowels convulsed around me. She suckled with such passion on the black guy's dick as her asshole nursed at my cock. I groaned, pumping away at her writhing asshole. I hadn't expected this so soon. She felt so good around me. I groaned and buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. I loved how she rippled around me. She nursed at me with all she had. I erupted. My cum fired into her asshole. I pumped blast after blast of my cum into her anal sheath. She felt so good spasming around me as I fired more and more of my cum into her bowels. I groaned, riding this high. The waves of delight surged around me. It was so fantastic. I loved every moment of her anal sheath convulsing around me. She worked out my cum. I shuddered, rapture crashing into my mind. My thoughts burst with delight over and over again. It was amazing. Shit. I groaned as I fired the last of my cum into her asshole that I pulled out of her, my cock throbbing. I stood there, my pants and boxers around my ankle. I shuddered and snagged my phone. I had to check the app. I saw that both my bimbos had notifications. I shuddered and opened the app. Mrs. Juarez was at level 1 now. The bimbos I had left at home were gaining some experience, too. My mother, sister, and Mrs. Waters must be daisy-chaining or something. So long as they were staying safe. I was a tad worried about them, but I had to give Mrs. Juarez her first perk. I knew just what I had to give her oral lover bimbo. Instantly, she suckled with more passion. The black guy gasped, his eyes bulging. Holy shit, she got even better. Fuck. He erupted in her mouth as now both Mrs. Juarez and Barbie had perks that I could buy them. I clicked on Barbie's, curious what hers was. She could become a streetwalker whore for 20 crystals. It required an anal or cream pie lover who had fucked 3 or more guys other than her owner. Shit. I groaned, realizing this was like what Mrs. Waters had, but instead of setting her up to go to the strip club and dance and be gangbanged, I could set Barbie to walk the street by a hotel, take guys back to the room, and fuck them. I could set her prices. Her hours. I bought it, dropping me down to 17 bimbo crystals. As the black guy finished coming in Mrs. Juarez's mouth, I set Barbie up to street walk between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., during school. I picked a hotel and set her out to work. It turned out the Johns would even pay for it. I gave her prices even higher than Mrs. Waters at the strip club. After all, this was an barely legal cheerleader. She was worth more. So $75 for a BJ, $150 for her pussy, and $250 for her asshole. I made sure she would be wearing her cheer outfit and knew that she would be heading out to have her fun. To walk the streets. Which left Mrs. Juarez. She had her own perk. Glory hole whore for 20. It was like the others, she had to fuck 3 other guys. But she had this one because she had the oral lover bimbo. This one let me set up which bathroom she would work out for how long. The glory holes would just, magically, appear. It was fantastic. I wanted to set her up here at the school, which meant I had to be cheaper on her prices. But if it got out that she was blowing guys in the bathroom and doing more, well, she would make lots of money. I smiled and hit to buy it. Insufficient crystals flashed on my screen, then the window opened to buy crystal packs. I only needed 3 crystals, which was $150 at a minimum. But this let me spend with my PayPal account. I opened my Venmo and saw that I had $450 in there. Damn. Barbie had been making me money in the bathroom. I quickly transferred the Venmo over to my PayPal, bringing me up to $475. Just enough to buy the best value of bimbo crystals, 10 for that amount. I would say this was predatory, but the guy who invented this app deserved every fucking penny he was getting out of me. This was worth it. I now had 27 bimbo crystals, so I could easily afford the perk. I bought it and set it up. I chose a boy's bathroom just down the hall with her blowjob set at $25, pussy $50, and asshole $75. I put in the hours while classes were held. She instantly straightened up and grinned. She sauntered from her desk. Ooh, it's time to work my glory hole. She squealed. Glory hole? The black guy asked.
Yep.
I said and pulled up my boxers and jeans. Tina, let's hurry and follow. I had to see this. I chased after my bimbo teacher, eager to see her work the glory hole. Barbie Crest. Sorry, boys. I said as I just felt the need to walk the street. I gotta go. I'm a whore now. A streetwalker bimbo slut. I have to make oh, so much money for Eric. He's my beau. I love him, and he wants me to do it. No, moaned all the guys waving money. But I had to get to my post. I found my cheer uniform and put it on. I was suddenly all clean of cum, too. No guy wanted to buy a slutty prostitute who was covered in other men's jizz. I loved spunk, but men didn't. They loved pussy and ass and titties. Dressed in my uniform, I left behind the groaning guys and skipped down the hallway. My pleated skirts fluttered around my sleek thighs. I was naked beneath, flashing my pussy. My skirt felt so short. Much shorter than it used to be, yay, my blonde hair streamed behind me in cute pigtails while my boobies bounced beneath my shell. It was so tight-fitting now.
It molded to them and left my midriff bare. I was a cheerleader prostitute now. Yippee skippy, off campus, I skipped up 3 blocks to where there was a Best Western. I stood on the corner and started fluttering my eyes at the passing cars. I bounced in place and blew kisses and did handstands that flashed my booty and my cootie at them. I scissored my legs. Did standing splits. I lifted my top and jiggled my youthful titties. The cars honked. They loved my naughty act. I knew one of them would be my John and take me so hard. I was so thrilled when a familiar pickup truck pulled up to the curb. The cab rocked and a car slammed. Daddy came marching around it in his jeans and a work shirt. He stared at me in shock. Barbie? Daddy? I squealed and lifted my top to flash my titties at him. I'm a cheerleader prostitute. $75 and I'll suck your big dick, Daddy. $150 and you can fuck my pussy. Just gotta rent a room. And don't worry, I won't tell Mommy. Fuck. He groaned, staring at me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Are you shitting me? You're out here prostituting yourself. Yuppers. I grabbed my skirt and hiked it. That's my pussy. It's so wet. Do you want to eat it then fuck it and then fuck my asshole and my pussy in my mouth? Ha ha, Daddy. Yeah, you buying your daughter or am I? A Hispanic guy asked, staring at me with lust. Shit. Dad groaned. Shit, shit, shit. Come on. He grabbed me and threw me over his shoulder. Oh, my daddy was so strong. I was so uber-duber glad that I could service him with all my prostitute ways. That would be, oh, so much fun. I couldn't wait. I was so wet and horny and wet and eager for this that he marched into the office, and the clerk said, $20 an hour for the whore or $70 if you want to rent her until 3. Until 3, said Daddy. Okay, the guy said and started typing. You got room 103. Just outside. Here's the key. You don't need my ID? Daddy asked, shocked. I don't want to know who you are. Enjoy the whore. She's my daughter. Daddy marched out as I waved to the nice man, giggling the entire time that I was so eager to have fun with my daddy. He marched to the room, thrust in the keycard, and threw it open. I squealed as the door closed, my pigtails swaying. On the table, a special box appeared that said, Payments! Okie dokie, Daddy. She said. Just stick your money in there or swipe your credit cards or whatever. Then you can do things to me. He sat me down. Naughty waddy things, Daddy. My pussy is so wet. I have a cute cootie and a cute booty. You can have them both. Shit. He groaned and moved over to the box. He pulled out his wallet and pulled out some bills. He thrust them in and I knew he had paid for me to give him a BJ. Yay. I squealed. I'm gonna suck your dick, Daddy. And you can come in my mouth or come on my face. Your choice. Isn't that just so awesome-y? Woot. I'm a prostitute, Daddy. I have to get you off how you pay for. What happened to you? He groaned as he turned to face me. He stared down at me, his chest rising and falling in his construction shirt. He pulled that off to reveal his hairy chest. Your mother is going to kill me if she finds out you're a whore. Maybe Eric can make Mommy into a bimbo prostitute whore with his phone thingy too. His brow furrowed. Eric? Who's Eric? He's my pimp. I love you dove him and he owns me and I'm here to make him lots of mala. Woot. I dropped to my knees and started unbuckling Daddy's belt. He had a thick one with a steer on the buckle cover. I'm going to have to meet this Eric, muttered Daddy. Have some words with him about what he did with my little girl. Ooh yay, I said, working hard at that belt. I thrust my tongue out between my lips, fighting at the stiff leather. Then it slipped out. I was able to unbutton his jeans and yank down the zipper. He had gray briefs on, his cock begging to come out. I yanked those down, and Daddy's cock sprang out. I grabbed him and rubbed him against my cheek. He groaned as I smeared him across my face, getting all wet with pre-cum. It was so wowy. This was my daddy's big dickie. He made me and my mommy's pussy with this. All up in her woomy. Now I get to suck his dick. Lucky ducky me, I kissed the tip of his cock. I smooched against him. I love doing that. He groaned, his hairy chest rising and falling. He was so strong and muscular and bulky and powerful. I licked my tongue over his slit, gathering more of that salty pre-cum. Then I swallowed his cock. He groaned as I did that. I worked my mouth up and down his dick. My pigtail swayed. He stared down at me as I bobbed my mouth. I worked up and down him, suckling on him with such hunger. He groaned as he watched me. He stared down at me with his rugged features. Brown hair, muscular chest, strong hands. He was such a manly man. I don't get why Mom hates him. I loved him oh so much. I would suck on his dickie for free, but he had to pay. I was a cheerleader prostitute, and we had a code. I think. What was I thinking about? Daddy's cock throbbed in my mouth. Yay. I suckled on Daddy's cock. I stroked him with my tongue and made him groan. His salty pre-cum spilled over my tongue. That was so hot. Ooh, this was so much fun. I nursed on him, suckling with all my might. I wanted to make him come so hard. He paid for me. My pussy dripped with juices just knowing Daddy loves me so much. He paid my pimp to do naughty waddy things to me. I gotta suck Daddy's cock and lick his dick and nurse on him. Woot. Fuck Barbie. He groaned, grabbing my pigtails. I thought your mother was an idiot for naming you Barbie, but you got that look in your eyes now. You're fucking sex toy Barbie now. I giggled around his cock. He was so funny.
I was Barbie.
What was my last name?
Crest?
Yes, yes, I was Barbie Crest. He groaned as I worked my mouth up and down his cock. I suckled on him with everything that I had. His moans were so hot to hear. My itchy cootie dripped pussy cream that ran down my thighs. I felt so naughty that I wiggled back and forth, savoring this heat. I would have such a biggie orgasm when he fucked me. I hoped he paid for more than a blowy job. I wanted to feel his big cock in my tight cooch. He would love my cunny cunt. I bobbed my head, my boobs bouncing beneath my top. He gripped my pigtails as I loved him. I suckled on him with all that I had. I was so happy to give him this pleasure. It was such a naughty delight to do.
Fuck. He groaned. You're going to make me come.
That meant I was doing an uber goody job. I was so happy. I suckled on him, squealing for joy. My cunny clenched. I wiggled my hips, my skirt rustling around my thighs. I bobbed my head, sucking on him so hard. His groans echoed through the room. He growled as his dick throbbed in my mouth. I swirled my tongue around him, aching for all his cummies to fire out of his dick. I wanted to swallow all his seed. I should have sucked him off so many times. Now I could. For money.
Woot.
Barbie. He groaned. And my tongue danced around the crown of his dick. The pre-cum grew salter. I loved it. My heart pounded with my suckles. I nursed in rhythm to it, drool running down my chin. He growled louder and louder.
Shit.
Daddy groaned and erupted. All his cum fired into my mouth. I loved that just splashing against the back of my throat. It was so hot to feel splashing against me. I gulped it down. I swallowed every last drop of his jizz. And lucky me, more kept erupting.
Fuck, my little girl's drinking my jizz.
He growled that I was. I drank all of it.
Shit, shit, fucking shit.
His cum splashed against the back of my throat. There was so much of it. This incestuary heat rushed through me. My cunt was all wet for him. All tingly and itchy and drippy for daddy's big dicky. He kept firing more of his salty seed. I gulped it all down, swaying there. I loved every last drop of him. It all poured down my mouth. My belly grew all nicey warm with his jizz. My cootie coochie burned with heat as I swallowed all his spunk. He fired one last blast.
Goddamn.
He growled. I can't wait to meet this Eric. Daddy wanted to meet my owner. Eric was the bestest best man in the whole worldly world. I was so lucky to be his. A lucky ducky cheerleader prostitute.
Now I got you all day long, and I paid for that pussy.
He growled.
I paid for my daughter's tight, barely legal cunt.
I ripped my mouth off his cock and squealed.
Yay. Go, daddy. Fuck my cunny cunt. Pound my pussy and make me cummy cum.
He grabbed me with ease and threw me down on the bed. I squealed, my pigtails bouncing. He pushed my legs apart as he crawled between my thighs. He stared down at my bald twat and thrust his head down to feast on me. I loved being Eric's cheerleader prostitute. The Bimbo App 10 Bimbo Teacher's Glory Hole Fun. Barbie Crest. I was so happy being Eric's cheerleader prostitute. I was lying on the bed in the hotel room that my daddy had rented.
Squee.
My first customer was my hunky and muscly daddy. He was strong and virile and handsome, and I loved him, and I was so glad he paid for my body. He buried his face into my shaved pussy.
Daddy!
I squealed, my boobs jiggled. His tongue flicked through my folds.
Yay!
My boobs jiggled in my naughty cheer top. It fitted so tight about me now and left my stomach all bare. My pleated skirts were so short and bunched around my waist so daddy could rub his stubbly face into my pussy. He feasted on my cootie with such hunger. I moaned as he lapped at my cunny cunt. His whiskers rubbed at my pussy lips and my clit and my cunt lips. It was oh so much funny fun.
Woot.
I was having so much goody delights rushing through my body as daddy licked me.
Daddy! Daddy!
I moaned, his strong hands thrusting beneath my rump. He gripped my ass as he tongued my pussy.
You're just so goody at eating my cute cootie.
Yes, you are.
Oh, daddy. With your whiskers all rubbing on my cunny.
So goody. You're so fucking delicious. He groaned.
This is so fucking wrong.
That fucking Eric. Eric was my pimp. My owner. I loved him and would do whatever he wanted. I had to make him all the moolah. I was having oh, so much fun being a cheerleader prostitute. Just so much fun having daddy lick me. And lap at me. I squeezed my thighs around his head and ground against him. I loved every last moment of him licking at me. This was so awesome-y. Just the awesome-y of sauces that were spreading all hot through my body and flowing out of my pussy into daddy's mouth. My pussy sauces, he loved them, because he lickety them all up.
Daddy!
I whimpered, my boobs jiggling. I stared down my body at him, my hands kneading my tits.
Oh, daddy!
He thrust his tongue deep into my cunny. He swirled around in me. I gasped, my back arching as he did that. I lovey dove every moment of his tongue dancing around in me. It was hot. My pussy drank in all that delight. He made my cutie cootie feel so good. I would have such a huge orgasm. His stubble rasped on my pussy lips in such delicious and yummy ways. I groaned, my thighs squeezing about his head. All the incestuary delights rushed through me. My boobs jiggled as I gasped. I bucked. My head tossed. He kept licking my naughty body in such wondrous ways. I loved each and every one of them. I savored all the pleasure he gave me. A biggie smile spread on my lips. Just a hugey one. I would have such a biggie orgasm on his dick. I couldn't wait for it.
I just wanted it oh so much. It would just the most awesome delight in the world. I was so eager for it. Just an eager cheerleader prostitute beaver for it.
Daddy! Daddy!
I moaned. Are you going to come? He growled.
Yes.
I clapped my hands together. Just burst like fireworks.
Boom!
Bang!
Boom!
He engulfed my clit with his lips and suckled on the naughty bud. I loved what he did to me. This was just so awesome-y. I savored all the goody delights that he gave me by nibbling on my clit and nursing on it that I squirmed, his whiskers all tickling my cunny. My thighs gripped his head oh, so tight as my hot cummies built and built in me. I gripped my boobs, kneading them as the pressure spread and spread in me. I would just go boom. Daddy kept licking all those nicey spots on my pussy. He lapped at my cunny, feasting on my cute cootie. I loved it oh so much. I squealed and gasped, my round boobs jiggling as his tongue stroked over my clit again.
Daddy is the man,
I chanted.
He lives in a van. And when he eats my pussy, I just come with lots of juicy.
Yay. I giggled. It was my bestest best year ever. Daddy loved it, because he suckled hard on my cute clitty. My little lovey button burst with delight. I shuddered there, a big smile spreading on my lips as he flicked his tongue over my bud. I shuddered, building and building toward that wonderful burst of delight. He suckled and nibbled and flicked his naughty tongue all over my clitty. He petted me in oh, so wonderful ways. I whimpered, so close to bursting.
Oh yes, yes, Daddy!
I whimpered as he suckled on me.
You're just so awesome-y.
Thank you. He suckled hard on my clit. I gasped as he did that. This wonderful heat swept through my body. I groaned, my face twisted with such passion. He nibbled on my bud. I groaned, my heart pounding so hard in my chest.
Barbie!
He growled and nibbled on my clitty with his lips.
Daddy!
I squealed and burst with my cummy delights.
Woot!
My pussy convulsed. Juices gushed out of me and bathed his mouth. Daddy groaned and licked up all my yummy pussy creamies. He lapped and licked and lapped at my naughty cunny. I bucked as he drank all my goody good treats. I gasped in rapture as all the yummy warmth surged through me. My mind drank in all the sticky passion. It was the bestest best delight in the world. Coming was awesome-y and amazing and supremacy. I oh so adored it.
Shit, Barbie.
Daddy groaned as he licked at my cunny. He lapped up all those nummy juices.
Oh shit, that's good. Just keep licking up all my nummy goodies, Daddy.
I squealed, bucking on the bed. I was so glad I could prostitute myself with Daddy. That my first John for my wonderful owner would be the sexy stud who knocked up my bitch mommy. He lapped at me. He licked at my cunt with such hunger. I groaned as he thrust his tongue into my snatch. He flicked his tongue through my folds. Pleasure swept through me. I shuddered, savoring this hot delight rushing through me. It was an awesome rush to have Daddy feasting on me like that. He lapped at me with such hunger. He stroked his tongue through my twat. He made me feel so goody well. I loved every second of him licking and lapping at me. He tongued me with such hunger as my orgasm hit that wonderful endy point.
Oh, Daddy.
I breathed, his tongue flicking through me.
Oh, Daddy. I love you almost as much as my pimpy stud. As my Eric. But he owns my heart and my pussy and my titties and my mouth. Isn't it so nicey of him to let you rent me? Fucking little shit-munching fucker.
He snarled as he moved up my body, his hard dick thrusting out before him.
Look what he's done to my little girl. He made me into a sexy cheerleader prostitute, Daddy.
I squealed and groaned as he rammed his cock right into my pussy. I groaned as he did that. He sank his dick to the hilt in me. It was so awesome to have that wonderful cock in me. Just stretching me out. I whimpered in delight, savoring the heat of this most awesomest of moments. And why Daddy was in my cunny. I squeezed my twat down on him, reveling in this naughty and taboo delight. My pussy reveled in the incestuary passion of having my daddy's dick in me. He was so big and thick and throbbing and thick and huge and awesome-y.
Yay, Daddy, I love you oh, so much. I moaned, hugging him to me. My pussy rippled around him, a little orgasm-y thingy washing through me. It was wondermust. Then it got even better as he drew back. I gasped as his cock stimulated all my naughty hottie parts in my pussy. He thrust back into me, his heavy balls slapping into my taint. I loved that sensation. This was just so awesome-y. I was so happy to experience this wondrous delight of his dick plowing into me. He fucked me oh, so hard. I whimpered, squeezing my pussy down around his biggie dick. I loved his every last plunge into me. I savored his dick plowing hard into me. He fucked me with such passion. He thrust into me again and again. I loved that wonderful cock thrusting into me. He buried into my juicy snatch, my naughty hottie nipples rubbing into his chest. He had such a hairy chest. I loved how tickly it was on my boobies. I squealed in delight as he fucked me.
Daddy? Daddy?
Go.
I whimpered.
Shit.
He groaned, hammering my snatch hard. His nuts slapped into my taint again and again. I loved the feel of him in me. He just stirred up my cunny cunt.
Oh damn, that pussy. It's amazing.
Woot. I squealed, my twat drinking and his dick pumping away at me.
My pussy is amazeballs and awesome-y sauce and fantastic. It's all those words.
He groaned.
Fucking tight.
What?
So goddamn hot. You're such a slut, Barbie. A little fucktoy slut.
Shit, 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 Eric changed you into whore. A prostitute, Daddy.
I clamped my cunt down on him as he groaned and hammered me hard and fast. He buried his dick to the hilt in me again and again. I loved that oh, so much. It was just so much funny fun. I savored every moment of him fucking into me. I would come he so hard that I clung to him, my twat gripping his dick. My eyes rolled back in my head as the tip of his dick slammed all the way to my cute cervix. I just wanted his cum in me. All that nummy just flooding my horny womb. Daddy seed in my pussy! I chanted. Just what a naughty prostitute loves. He groaned as he fucked me hard. He gave me such a goody delight. I loved dove it so much. I whimpered, my orgasmy thingy building in me. More fluffy joy would wash through me. I wanted that so much. His dick pumped in and out of me. In. Out. Back in. Back out. I quivered beneath him, gripping him as hard as I could as I loved this amazing dick stirring me up. My daddy's dick. The second bestest dick in the world. I love you so much, daddy. I moaned. I hope you buy my cunny cootie every day. I'll go fucking bankrupt. He groaned, hammering me. Shit, your pussy is so worth it. Goddamn Barbie. I don't want any other man to fuck you. But Eric owns me and I love him and I want to fuck him and you and every other man. Daddy buried his cock into my cunt hard. His balls slapped into my taint. I loved that slapping delight. The bed groaned from the force of his thrusts. He churned up my pussy like a mighty bull. Daddy Bull pumped away at me like I was his sexy daughter. I squeezed my naughty hottie cunny cunt on his big dick. I worshipped him. Mommy would be so dummy mad right now. She hates daddy, but he's amazeballs. I held him tight, rocking beneath him. I wanted to come on his big dick. Daddy. Whimpered. My bull daddy. Fuck me. I want to come. Just explode on your biggie dicky. Fucking explode, Barbie. He groaned. Goddamn, my daughter's a bimbo slut with the tightest fucking pussy. I squealed in delight, so glad to be a bimbo slut. I squeezed my snatch down on him, the heat building and building in me. I was so close to cummies. He plowed to the hilt in me. I shuddered as it happened that I climaxed and why pussy rejoiced around daddy's big dick. My cunny spasmed and quivered and rippled and writhed as he pumped away at me. I lovey dove dove my daddy's cock as he buried into me. I squealed in delight, bucking beneath him. I held him tight, my titties rubbing into his hairy chest. I savored all the tickly delights as the warmy rapture swept over my mind. It was all so awesomey and amazeballs delicious. Daddy grunted over me. Barbie! He groaned. My Barbie fucktoe! He erupted in me. I was oh, so happy to be his fucktoe and his daughter and his cum dump. His jizz pumped into me with hot spurts of happiness. He groaned his pleasure as I gasped in delight. Waves of euphoria washed over my mind. I just loved it so much. My pussy suckled at daddy's cock. My naughty hottie cunny wanted all of his jizz in me. Just so much wonderous spunk flooding my twat and my womb and my cutie cutie. I quivered beneath him, stars flashing across my eyes. Daddy! Daddy! I squealed, hugging him so tight as he pumped all his naughty jizz in me. He filled me up. Just oh, so much cummy spurted into me. I love you, daddy. You're my favorite John. Yay! My pimpy master will be so happy! Fuck! He groaned as my pussy wrung him oh, so dry. He grunted as he fired all of his jizz into me. Goddamn fuck! No, no, don't fuck goddamn. I'm way hotter than her, daddy. Pay to fuck only me, daddy. Me. Fuck. He breathed. I did pay to fuck more of you. I know, daddy. I couldn't say how I knew. I mean, how did anyone know anything? You just had things pop into your mind like nifty bubbles just floating through the sky that make you go. What was I thinking about? Ooh, daddy's cock was in me. Fuck my ass, daddy. You paid for all of my holes. I love you for that. Lovey dove dove you, daddy. He ripped his cock out of my cunt and grabbed me by the hips. He was oh so strong. He flipped me over onto my hands and knees. I squealed in delight, my pigtails dangling down to the bed. His cum dripped out of my pussy. Just running all tickly down my thighs. I giggled. Daddy pressed his wet cock into my butt crack and found my asshole. It wasn't my owie hole because I loved anal. It was my goody hole. My anally hole. I wanted daddy to enjoy my anally hole so much. Just fuck me and pound me and come in me. What did you do to my little girl? Groaned daddy as he pushed his cock into my asshole. My anal sheath widened. I loved the feel of him doing that. I quivered as my goody hole widened. Fuck, this is so wrong. No, daddy, my asshole is a goody hole. I squealed. I love a dick in my butt. Dicks in my butt are the bestest. And not in your pussy? He asked, still drilling against my anally hole. That's the bestest. Having a dick in my cunny is the bestest, daddy. How can having a dick in your asshole and in your pussy both be the best, Barbie? Because everything is the bestest and Eric is the bestest, best, bestest. It all makes totally sense. I giggled. You're so funny, daddy. Now fuck my butthole and make me come. Shit. He grunted and thrust harder. This time, my anal hole didn't stand a chance. I squealed as he popped right into my bowels. I gasped in delight, savoring the feel of his biggie dicky stretching out my asshole. Fuck, that's good. Goody hole. I squealed as he dank deeper and deeper into my bowels. I shuddered as he sank all the way in me. Daddy's in my goody hole. My booty hole. He's stretching out my cutie booty hole. Woot. Go, daddy, go.
He gripped my hips and drew back his cock. My asshole clenched down him. The heat from my booty hole melted down to my pussy. More yummy cum dripped down my thighs. I had to collect all that nummy jizz as daddy ass fucked me hard. He pounded my booty hole with this big dick as I scooped up his yummy jizzy cum off my thighs. I brought the treat and giggled. It looked like melted marshmallows. I popped my digits into my mouth and savored just how amazeballs daddy's cum was. Way better than marshmallows. But marshmallows and daddy's cum mixed together? That would be so yummy. What would Barbie? Daddy asked, ramming his big dick into my booty hole and sending naughty delights all tingly through my body. I shuddered. I don't remember. Ooh, pound my booty hole with your biggie dicky, daddy. Goddamn, I am. He groaned, slamming to the hilt in my anal sheath. Fuck, this is so wrong. No, I told you. This is my goody hole. My booty hole is my goody hole just like my pussy hole. So keep fucking me, daddy. Don't stop. I love you, love your biggie cock in my butt. Not going to stop. He groaned. Never mind. What, daddy? What am I not supposed to mind? Can I mind come out of my pussy? It's so goody good and there's so much dripping out of me.
Yes. He growled.
Fuck, you're an airhead, Barbie. My fucktoy bimbo daughter. I squealed in delight, so glad to be his fucktoy. I shot my hand between my thighs and scooped up the cum leaking out of me. I brought my digits to my mouth and suckled them off. Oh, that was such a nummy treat. I shuddered and got more of it. I scooped up all the delicious cummies dripping out of my pussy as daddy booty fucked me so hard. He buried his dick to the hilt in me, just making me all shiver and shudder and feel oh, so goody. It was such a wonderful treat. I was so happy. I wiggled my hips, stirring my booty hole around his dick. It was so awesome-y. I loved it oh, so much. I savored every moment of him pumping away at me. He fucked me with such force. I loved him fucking me and ramming into me and making me feel amazed bally. He pumped his huge cock into my anally depths. I shuddered, my booty hole clinging to him. All the nummy heat melted to my cunny. I would have such a big burst of goody delight. Just a climaxy orgasm on his awesome sauce dick. Daddy! I moaned, my orgasmy delighty thingy so close to exploding in me.
Yes, fuck my prostitute booty hole. I love it.
I. Daddy! I squealed as I came dot and my booty hole writhed around his dick. I shuddered as the pleasure gushed through me with all this amazeball heat. I gasped as the delight washed over my mind. My anally sheath suckled at his awesomey cock while my pussy convulsed. Hot juices flooded down my thighs as I tossed my head. I trembled through all this bliss. I loved every second of it washing through me. It was so wondrous. I gasped, my boobs swaying beneath me as my booty hole writhed around daddy's cock.
Shit!
He groaned.
My Barbie fucktoe!
His happy cum flooded my bowels.
Cummies!
I squealed, my booty hole spasming around his erupting cock. All his jizzmy jizz pumped into me. I loved it oh so much.
Daddy! Daddy!
He grunted as he pumped more and more of his spunk into my asshole. I quivered with all that wondrous delight. It was so good. Just so sexy and wonderful. I shuddered through it all. Stars burst across my vision. I shuddered there, his dick filling my bowels up with cum. Just so much cum. It was fantastic. I quivered in delight. This was so awesome. I savored all that pleasure sweeping through me. I felt amazing as he pumped the last of his jizz into me.
Oh, daddy.
I moaned.
Ooh, now I can suck your dirty dicky clean if you got the moolah. Say you do, daddy. Please, say you have the moolah.
I'm broke. He groaned.
I'm out of money.
Oh, no. I gasped just as someone knocked at the door. I rolled off the bed and flounced to it, my daddy's cum leaking out of my well-fucked booty hole. I ripped open the door and smiled at the sight of the Hispanic guy who tried to buy me after daddy. Now he was here with $150.
I need that pussy, he said. Puta, you are fucking fine. I need to pound that cunt.
Of course. I squealed and grabbed him by the belt loops of his jeans and pulled him in.
Daddy, I got a new John to fuck my prostitute pussy.
Yay. Fuck, groaned dad as I led the Hispanic guy to the bed.
I'm being cucked by my own daughter. I gotta make Eric lots of moolah.
I said, taking the money from the guy and thrusting it into the magic-y money box.
There. Now you can fuck my cutie cootie. Isn't that just needio?
Fuck, yes it is. He growled. I threw myself on my hand and knees, wiggling my rump back and forth. I was so ready to be fucked. I had to make my pimp so much moolah. Just all of the moolah in the whole whitey worldy. That was my job. Yeppers. Eric Murphy. I followed Mrs. Juarez as she stalked naked through the classroom. My cum in her pussy and asshole. She had swallowed 4 loads of her students' cum, too, while I fucked her. Now she was a glory hole slut off to make me money in the college's bathroom. I had to see this. I held Tina's hand, my bimbo girlfriend giggling as she moved behind me. The guys hurried after, eager to see what would happen next. Mrs. Juarez stepped naked into a hallway, her golden brown rump swaying. My bimbo teacher was so sexy. Now I had 3 bimbos capable of earning me money. Would I have enough to bimbify the last one I wanted, Mrs. Mayers, the hot MILF who I watched doing yoga every afternoon? She was sexy AF. I wanted her in my harem, but the cost. 729 bimbo crystals to get my 7th.
and since it cost $475 for 10 crystals, that was a lot of money. Of course, the crystals I earned from prostituting my bimbos like this did get me more crystals. One crystal for $40. So $729 was. I did the calculations in my head as Mrs. Juarez reached the nearby boys' bathroom. $29,160. Holy fucking shit. I muttered, nearly staggered by that amount. How much whoring would my girls have to do? And there was other ways to get crystals. There was the daily gambling roll that could net me 1 to 100. Plus every time someone used my referral link, I gained 3 crystals. I had to put more of those videos out there. My one on Instagram had been taken down for community guideline violations. How much longer would the TikTok one stay up? I followed Mrs. Juarez into the bathroom, holding Tina's hand. Mrs. Juarez went for a middle stall. I followed her in. As she settled down, two holes appeared on either side of the stall. She had two holes so she could suck off one guy and have another fuck her. Damn. I groaned. I'd have to unleash her tomorrow on bathrooms with lots of men. The mall or office buildings. A big office building with lots of guys making bank. That could work. I locked the door behind me and watched as money thrust through the hole. Mrs. Juarez took it, her wedding ring flashing. I'd have to take care of her husband. He was a coach at the college. She shoved the cash into a black box that had also just appeared. Weird. A cock thrust through next. She opened her mouth and suckled on the student's dick. I had no idea who it was. I groaned and shoved my pants and boxers down. My dirty dick popped out. Tina gasped and just dropped to her feet. Dirty dick for me to suck. She squealed. You love me oh, so much to have a dirty cock for me to suck. Yay. Love you so much. I groaned as she swallowed my dick fresh from Mrs. Juarez's ass. Tina bobbed her mouth up and down my dick as Mrs. Juarez did the same to the student she suckled on. Whoever he was, he groaned on the other side of the divider. That was so hot. My bimbos would make me money. I would add Mrs. Mayer's to my harem. There would be no stopping me. She would be such a sexy addition to my harem. Just a perfect treat to have sucking on my dick. I don't know if I would pimp her out too. No, I would. I would want more bimbos. My 8th one. My 9th. 10th. Was there a cap? Would the number of bimbo crystals just grow to such an obscene amount? There just wasn't enough time in my life to get it, probably. But I wanted to find out. This time, the box just beeped. It was like it had gotten a signal from a phone or something. Then a cock slipped through the other hole and nuzzled right into Mrs. Juarez's pussy. She pressed her rump against the stall while the guy groaned. The stall divider shook as he fucked her pussy. Yes. I groaned as she made me more money. The student groaned too. The stall divider shuddered as he fucked Mrs. Juarez's sloppy cunt. He pounded her twat full of my cum. I owned that sexy, Hispanic beauty kneeling there. The bimbo teacher was all mine. I grinned at that as I loved having my sexy bimbo girlfriend blowing me. Tina stared up at me with her eyes shining with joy. Her red hair swayed around her face as she suckled on me. She nursed with such passion. She blew me with such force. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned. Oh damn, that's so good. Fuck, I love it. I love it so much. She moaned around my cock, just so thrilled to blow my cock. It was a fantastic thrill. A hot passion to enjoy. She nursed on me. Her tongue swirled around my cock in such an exciting way. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. It was a fantastic treat to enjoy. I savored having her mouth sucking on me. She worked up and down my dick. I trembled, rising and rising toward that moment of eruption. I would have a powerful climax. Just spurting all my cum into her mouth. Mrs. Juarez moaned with delight as one anonymous student fucked her through the glory hole while she nursed on the other with her hot mouth. She suckled with passion, her cheeks hollowing. It was such a hot delight to see the golden brown beauty selling her body. For me. I owned her. I bimbified her. Fuck. I groaned, reveling in the power of my app. I loved that I had this so much. I stroked my free hand through Tina's hair as I aimed my phone and snapped a photo of my teacher serving her glory holes. The app titled it, Bimbo Teacher Loves Being Glory Hole Whore. I smiled and posted it onto the site. Then I snapped one of Tina sucking my dick. Bimbo girlfriend Tina loves her owner's cock. I loved the auto captions. I posted that one too. I savored her mouth working up and down my dick as she polished my pole. Fuck. I groaned, the pleasure sweeping down my shaft and soaking my nuts. The stall divider rattled harder as the guy fucking Mrs. Juarez's cunt hammered her. He panted like he was hurtling to bust his nut. The faster he shot off his load, the faster I could make more money from the next guy. I loved it. Fuck! Gasped the guy she suckled. That's so hot. Yes. She gulped down his cum. A moment later, the guy fucking her cunt rammed into her and grunted. The stall divider rattled a few more times as he pumped his jizz into her. Mrs. Juarez moaned her delight as she took the cum from both ends. My bimbo teacher whimpered. I gripped the back of Tina's head, my dick aching. I pumped away at her mouth, thrusting to the back of her throat. I reveled in her hot mouth as the dick pulled out of Mrs. Juarez's lips. Immediately, another wad of bills thrust through that just happened to slip into the box. The bimbo teacher moaned in delight and opened her mouth. She engulfed this dick, sucking with such obvious delight on him. Oh God! Groaned the guy on the other side of the stall. Oh my fucking God! The box beeped again as the cock that had fucked her pussy pulled out. There was some scuffling in the stall, then another dick shoved through. Darker, maybe a Hispanic guy had just plunged his cock into Mrs. Juarez's married pussy, and that was perfect. Every boy at the school should have the right to stick their cocks into Mrs. Juarez's holes if they had the money to use the glory hole. I love this. It was so hot. I savored the way that my naughty bimbo girlfriend suckled on me. I love that feeling. It was so hot having her nursing on my dick. She blew me with passion. My girlfriend loved me. Her mouth worked up and down my cock. She brought me closer and closer to erupting. Fuck! I groaned as Tina swirled her tongue around my cock. I erupted. I watched Mrs. Juarez happily sucking one dick while taking another student's cock in her married pussy. My bimbo teacher was earning me money, and I was having a blast watching. I shuddered, pumping Tina's mouth full of cum. The heat ran through me. I shuddered, savoring every second of this heat. The ecstasy blazed through my mind. I groaned with each eruption of cum into her mouth. I felt fantastic. I hit the peak of my ecstasy.
Fuck, that's good.
I groaned.
Oh fuck, yes, that was amazing.
She winked up at me, so happy to gulp down my cum. I felt amazing as my bimbo teacher suckled loudly. I needed more. I wanted to fuck Tina's pussy. Just slide into my girlfriend's hot and tight cunt. I could, too. Whenever I wanted. I owned her. I loved her and I owned her. Mrs. Esmeralda Juarez. I was so happy. I had a cock in my mouth and my pussy. My owner was watching me be such a naughty hottie bimbo slut teacher. I loved sucking on dicks through the glory hole. It was so wild and sexy and wickedy that I loved sucking dicks. Ooh, they were so awesomey. And when they fucked my pussy, it was even more awesomey. Just the awesomesty. The dick pumped away so hard and fast and great into my pussy. I just lovey-doved it so much, this was the best. He just fucked me with such power. My rump rubbed on the coldy wall of the stall as he fucked me. My big titties swayed back and forth. I was so happy. My mind was all melty with joy, and cummies that I had just running so hot down my thighs. I loved the feeling. There was so much cummies in my pussy and in my asshole. I clamped down my cunt on that nice dicky fucking me. He just stirred me up. I would have another orgasm. Wasn't that so sweetie of him to pound me?
Fuck, that's hot.
Eric, my awesome-y and handsome-y, owner said.
Damn, Tina, I love being in your pussy.
Me too, Eric. Squealed Tina.
I love you so much. Just so muchy much.
She was bent over, her cutie boobies swaying as Eric fucked her from behind. She was getting a dick in her pussy too. She was lucky like me. We were two lucky bimbo sluts. Just two teachy whores getting fucked oh so hard. Wait, was she a teacher? It was so hard to remember. Hard like the dick in my mouth that was dripping with all that nummy pre-cummies. I suckled hard on him, wanting the real cummies. My pussy quivered, building toward another big orgasmy burst of rapturous pleasure. I moaned around that yummy cock as that nice dick churned up my pussy. Ooh, that was such a bright, brighty student to make my cunny all feel so goody. I clamped down so hard on him, my body quivering. I wiggled my rump against the cool stall divider that he buried into me. That was it. Time for all that goody good delight. I burst in delight. I came .my pussy convulsed and writhed and spasmed around his big dick, just getting all celebratory.
Fuck!
The student groaned as he fucked my cunt so hard as it rippled around him.
Shit, that's awesome!
I moaned around the delightful and goody cock in my mouth. I squealed as all the warm pleasure bathed my mind. Just smothered my thoughts in such greedy delights. It was all so wonderful. I lovey-doved it so much. Wave after wonderfully wave of blissy delights swept through me. I quivered, my cunny sucking at the boy's biggie dick. The brighty bright student buried his cock into me. He grunted and erupted. I squealed as all that yummy cummies flooded me.
Oh shit!
The boy in my mouth gasped.
I'm coming! I'm fucking coming!
He was. All this yummy and thick and gooey cummies flooded my mouth. I gulped down that wondrous jizz. I swallowed it all up. It was so goody good. More and more pumped into my mouth while my pussy drowned in more spunky seed. They both pumped me full of all their cummies. Wasn't that so nicey of them? I squealed in delight, my cunny nursing on one big dicky while my mouth on another. I suckled and nursed and savored all that jizzy delights flooding my mouth. It was so wondrous. I loved it oh so much. This was just so perfecty, just a hot delighty. I loved it oh so much. I swallowed down all that nummy cummies. I gulped it down with such hunger. It was all so amazingly hotty. I quivered, moaning around the big dicky in my mouth. Then they both ripped out of me.
Fuck!
Groaned my awesomey student Eric as he fucked his sexy girly friend.
Take more cocks! You're my glory hole bimbo whore!
I am! I squealed as more dollar bills shoved through the hole before me. This time, it was an ebony cock. I opened wide and swallowed that black dicky dick. Then the box beeped. I squealed. It was anal. I would get fucked in the butt. Lucky ducky me. The student's cock hit my taint and slid up. He nuzzled right into my naughty hottie asshole. I moaned my awesomey delight around the yummy dicky in my mouth. I loved that thick tip drilling all happy against my butthole.my anally ring widened and widened to swallow his yummy dicky. He groaned then gasped as he popped into my asshole. I squealed as that nummy warmth melted to my cunny. All that jizzy cum leaked out of my pussy and dribbled down my thighs. That was the bestest.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
The student groaned as he sank to the hilt in my asshole.
Yeah, enjoy her asshole.
Groaned Eric as he fucked Tina's pussy. Enjoy. Tina squealed as she was fucked by him. I was enjoying it oh, so muchy much. I loved that biggie dicky fucking my anally sheath. My bowels clamped down on him, the heat melting down to my pussy. My naughty hottie cunny loved it. I whimpered and white tongue swirled and danced and played with the yummy cock in my mouth. I nursed on the black dicky. I loved him and worshipped him and suckled on him. Drool ran down my chin. That was how naughty waddy I was. I shuddered as that nicey dick fucked my bowels. He just pumped in and out of my asshole. I loved that oh so much. It was just fantastic. Ooh, ooh, I loved that he was fucking my fantastic fanny. Just pumping away at my asshole. Damn, damn, damn. The boy fucking my asshole groaned. Fuck, that's good. I can't believe there's a glory hole in the bathroom. God, what if the president shut it down? Another student said. I need to get me some of that pussy. Her asshole is amazing. Wasn't that so sweetie of the cutie boy fucking my bowels? He just pumped away at my anally sheath with such force. I adored it so much. I clenched my asshole down on him, reveling in the heat melting onto my juicy pussy. More of that yummy cum dripped on my thighs. I wanted to drink all the cum. I suckled so hard on the cock in my mouth so I could gulp down all the cummies. That would be so awesome. Just so great to have all that cum spurting into my mouth. My pussy dripped more and more juices down my thighs. It felt so goody to have that happened. I loved that so much. He pumped his dick so hardy into my asshole. Just so hardy. So goody. I was in heaven right now. Fuck. The boy I suckled moaned. That's it. Yes. His cock erupted. I groaned in delight as all that nummy just splashed against the roof of my mouth. I swallowed it all down. More and more of it erupted into my mouth. I moaned in delight as he pumped my mouth full of all that salty spunk. The cummies poured down my throat and warmed my belly. I quivered in delight, sucking down that yummy jizz. More and more spurted from his cock. He grunted. His fist banged on the stall divider as I gave him so much gooey delight. Shit. He groaned and ripped his mouth out of my cock. Yay, I'm so glad you loved my mouth. I moaned as the box beeped. Ooh, who's next? A dick thrust through. I opened wide and swallowed this cock. I shuddered, loving how good he tasted. This was another goody dick. Just such a yummy cock. I was oh so eager to just nurse down all that nummy cummy. The cutie boy fucking my asshole pounded me so hard. My pussy drank in the heat. I was so close to coming again. I enjoyed that biggie dick burying onto my anally sheath. My pussy drank in all the wondrous heat. God fucking damn. The naughty student groaned as he buried into my bowels. His cock erupted. I squealed around the dick in my mouth as all that cum pumped into my bowels. So much warmth and heat and delightfully goody jizz filled me. He grunted, spurting over and over again as I nursed on the cock in my mouth. I wanted to come. I was oh so close, but that dick just wasn't fucking me. It was coming in me. I loved that too. My eyes fluttered. Tina moaned beside me, getting pounded by our cutie owner, our handsomey stud. Goddamn. Eric groaned. Wasn't he just wondermous? Shit. The guy flooding my bowels groaned. He ripped his cock out of me, cum dribbling out of my asshole. My turn. A guy said. I felt the bills thrust through my bush and drop to the floor. Mrs. Juarez. He plowed into my cunny. I groaned as his biggie dicky stirred up my naughty pussy. My twat clamped down on him as the heat rippled through me. I would come oh so hard. That would be just so awesomey good that I swirled my tongue around the cock in my mouth, taking that other dicky so hard in my pussy. I quivered in delight. This was just such an awesomey moment. I was in such heaven right now. Ooh, I loved this so much. Mrs. Juarez. The cutie boy groaned as he churned up my pussy. I was hurtling toward that awesomey orgasmy bliss that he thrust away at me as I suckled on that amazing cock in my mouth. I nursed so hard. I quivered with such delight. My pussy clamped down on the dicky plowing into me. He was such a goody boy for fucking me so hard. I was so close to coming. Just so close to bursting and climaxing and feeling so goody good. I didn't even know who these nicey boys were, but they had dicks. They fucked me. That was all that mattered to me. I was a glory hole slutty bimbo whore. I squealed in delight as my orgasmy plosy climax burst in me. My cunt rippled and writhed around the nicey boy's cock as he pumped into me. I squealed around the dick in my mouth. I shuddered as the pleasure swept through me. Wondrous waves of ecstasy that soaked my mind in such yummy delights. Marshmallowy bliss soaked my thoughts and smothered them in goody goodness as my cunt suckled at the cutie boy's dick. He buried into me and grunted. His cum flooded my twat. That was so amazeball. I loved that hot jizz pumping onto my writhing cunny. My pussy convulsed harder. More blissy bliss swept through me. My boobs shook beneath me as I moaned around the dick in my mouth. That goody boy groaned too. He erupted. His hot cum flooded my mouth. All that yummy cum spurted over and over into my mouth. It was so delicious. I swallowed it all down. I was such a goody bimbo. I drank down all that nummy cummies. I felt so good. I trembled as my cunt rippled and writhed and convulsed around the erupting cock in me. I love you. Tina moaned. Yes. My awesomey Eric grunted. I trembled, my mind drowning in all the goodness as hot cum pumped into my mouth and flooded my pussy. The goody boys filled me up with all their delicious and wondrous jizz. I trembled, savoring all that delighty bliss. Fuck. The boy fucking my cunt groaned and ripped out of me. Another naughty boy replaced him. I shuddered, my orgasm finishing up. But I would have another and another. I gulped down all that yummy cum. The nicey boy pulled his cock out. And another shoved in. There was always more for me to love, yay.
Eric Murphy.
I spurted the last of my cum into Tina's pussy. My bimbo girlfriend quivered in delight, her pussy rippling and writhing around my cock. She squealed in delight, her head tossing and red hair dancing. I savored being in her in the bathroom. Mrs. Juarez moaned in delight. She squealed with such passion as she took cock after cock like the whore she was. It was a stirring sight to see her like that. I smiled at that. She was just making me money. So was Barbie out being a whore, and tonight, Mrs. Waters would be pole dancing and lap dancing. Raking in the dough. My phone beeped loudly. I ripped my cock out of Tina and bent down to snag my jeans. I pulled them up my legs to fish out my phone. Tina turned around, her eyes staring at me with expectancy. She clapped her hands to the beeping like it was a game. I opened my phone and saw a familiar warning. Jealous husband approaching flashed in bold, red letters on the screen. Coach Juarez was coming. I glanced at my bimbo crystals. I had 7. I had to buy 13. It would take maybe $625 to do that. The thing was, I didn't get the money my women were making as whores until they were done. They had to finish their allotted time. It was like sending out a minion on a mission in some mobile game. I didn't get the rewards until they returned hours later. Why had I left Mrs. Juarez's credit cards back in her classroom? I should have used her credit cards to buy some crystals. Shit. I checked my PayPal. I had no money in it. I had $30 of in-app credit, but that wasn't enough to buy even one crystal. I was fucked. This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.